Blog Talk Radio.
That went down.
I'm just going to give everybody a rundown so everybody don't think it's something crazy. But I was text that morning about 8:30. I was going to leave about 9, get there. And it's going to be the deposit man. And when I called, the company make sure I call the track because they don't know if it's going to be. Called the track. The track says they won't let anything go faster than a 10-0 car. That being said, I got everybody on the phone. I got OG Bobby. I got Cliffy on the phone. And Killer on the phone. And Gordo on the phone. And I talked to them to what they want to do. Do you want me to come out there or not? Because if that's the case, riding that far out and then nothing's going to happen, I really don't want to come all the way out there. And then it's not, can't even do it. And I didn't want to pay all the tolls and stuff. So all it is, one thing will lead to another. Those guys are talking. Killer was already there. Killer was ready. Already, and he said, Joe, you ain't got to worry about it because if you don't, you know, we can use another DP man. There's no problem. Every last one of them said, don't worry about it. We're going to go ahead and do it because it was 40. Well, they didn't say they're going to go ahead and do it. Let me just say this here. Bobby said, thought about, you know, saying, well, you know, he don't want to tear his shit up. And Cliffy said he don't want to tear his shit up. And both of them right then and there. So that's basically wasn't saying that they were going to race. So they said, we'll play it by ear when we get there. So I'm not going to ride 2.5 hours and then got to play something by ear. So I said, well, do you want to get somebody else for a DP man in it? Well, what do you want to do? You want me to still come? They said, nah, everybody agreed. We got it. We ain't worried about who holds it. And that was the deal. So what happened then? I have no idea the whole story. I wasn't there, so I'm not going to go and say one thing after another. But I can tell you this. When they said about the DP, the first time was said, the DP was 500, the first race. I can say that, contest with Bobby, it was 500. You started at 2, then you got to mate locking it for 5. So that's how it went. I can definitely say Bobby was definitely right on that 5. But I don't know the whole story with the rest of it that went down because they were going to say they're going to play it by ear. And they were supposed to be in the lanes at 2 o'clock. That was the deal. So I don't know the rest of it, but you guys seen it. Something happened with Cliffy car before he could get to the line. So regardless, that's the end of that. Once you pull in those paint of the beams, that was it. You know, they were going around the water box. They went in the water box, and that happened. So that was into that. So I don't know the whole story after that. You guys have to ask one of them. I don't know the whole deal. Not too sure. But they were trying to get action. But who knows? The chat looked like it actually worked pretty good because I looked at OG Bobby, and he left out pretty good. So, you know, I thought for sure it was going to be definitely he's going to come back and run Killer. I don't know what happened with that race because I know they both were locked in. So both races were locked in. Don't know what happened. I couldn't tell you. But all I can tell you is right now, is what's going on right now without their matter of fact, I'm going to get Jason on tonight. 10-5 Drew, or either one, or Jason. Can hit the one button. No, Gordo's coming on here tonight. If Gordo, he can hit the one button. Everybody that has a locked-in race, if you want to hit the one button, come on in. I see a lot of you guys down there. I know you, Buck is out there. He's for the race. Antoine, matter of fact, let me hit him up too. Make sure I give him a call because I definitely got to talk to you about something. I need you to do something for me. And that's about it. I'm going to make sure you got everybody's going to get on tonight. They got who's looking for who and the whole bit. I know Weeby's got something he's looking for. Actually, I heard Jason was looking for Weeby in them. He was actually going to try weaving it, but I know they're running Buck with the green Mustang. Also, they're running Killer, and Killer's got to give him the, I'm not sure, I didn't get a look at it, but I think it's the back tire. Then I know Killer is running Try Me, and they got to be the first ones going down the track that day. So I know Gordo was throwing lots of races. Like, I've seen a couple of them, and I was like, wow. You know, but I guess, you know, he's supposed to know what he's doing, so I can't say anything. It's on him. But hopefully we'll see a lot of good races. I won't be able to stay on too long because we worked all last night and this morning. So I'm going to stay on here until about 7:45, 8, because I know I'm going to be ready to roll over, and I got to be back at work at 4. So they were still doing the cleanups and stuff from the tornado that touched down, and that's what's going on. And that's being real. I had a lot of other guys we talked to. We've been talking to a lot of guys lately, and they've been telling me that they want to get something in for the last bit of racing, so we're going to find out to see what happens. Hopefully we can get this stuff off and see what happens. Let me just open up this mic. Open up a couple of these mics. Let me open the first one up. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Joe, how's it going?
Can't complain. How you doing, Cliffy?
Same thing. Not bad. Just hanging in there, thanks. Just figured I'd hit the one button because I'm like you. It's been a long week. You know, so I probably won't be on long myself. Not too much to say. You know.
Okay.
That's basically
it. Yeah, I see things didn't go your way this week. You know.
No, you know what? Unfortunately, I mean, hey, but shit happens. I'm used to it. There's a lot I could say about that, you know, but at the end of the day, the race didn't happen. So that's all the big mouths are running, you know. But at the beginning of the day, nobody realized this is a steady task. It costs money. It takes time. It takes dedication, you know. But hey, those who don't put those type of efforts into it always got a lot to say. So you know what? I guess that's part of the territory. I'm cool with it. You know, I've wrestled with it for years, and you know what? I have a better grip on it now. But one thing I will say, them fellas out there, Gordo and them fellas, for whatever happened that day, that Sunday, them fellas stood behind their word. Them motherfuckers meant business. And Lord knows, that little hiccup, and God knows, if that little hiccup didn't happen, them boys are ready to bet the farm on both races. But, you know, and like I said, matter of fact, they did bet the farm. Hell, they got up initially 2,500 after the first pass. You know, there's people laughing about my first pass. Them boys said, fuck that first pass. They put up, who puts up more money after seeing a fucked up pass? Who does that, Joe? But them guys did. They put up more money.
Okay.
And so, you know, but nobody knows that ins and outs. That man was sized up. He was lunch that day, and he don't even realize it. He was lunch. So.
Okay. All right.
But this guy, you know, shout out to Gordo. You know, I'm going to make it brief again. Shout out to Gordo and them fellas for ready to get down, man. You know, I don't know if that ever happened again, but, man, them guys, they stood behind their word that day. And you know what? They some real gamblers. They truly are. They gamble.
Okay. That's a good thing. If they, as long as they stand behind their word, there's nothing wrong with that.
They stood behind the word. I don't, you know, no, they went against the odds with the odds that day. I said, this is some gangster shit here. I said, wow. I mean, but once again, and even if I dropped the ball that day, there was still the other little car there that, you know what? Poor Killer, he got to the track before everybody. And you know what? That man just got overlooked and dismissed by those other people. I'm not those other people. Oh, gee, I mean, come on, man. $200 on $500. Them boys put up, the initial race for me was supposed to be $2,000. Them guys came up with $2,500. And Bobby couldn't cover it. Yeah, I said he couldn't cover it. Oh, man, y'all should have told me you was coming here with more money. What the hell do you mean? They said $200 on $2,000 or better. And
Well,
with the
I, now, Cliffy, I remember you guys had said 200, right? Now, I'm going to just tell you, if you pull it back on show, you guys went to 5. Hell with it. Let's do 5.
What
That's why when
five,
I first saw everybody put that joker down, they only run for 5. I said, I guess they don't know. They don't know that the 5 is supposed to be 500 on 2,000.
Which race, though, Joe?
What's your race?
200 on what, 5,000?
No, 500 on 2,000.
No, I don't recall that.
Yeah, that's what, when Gordo went up.
I'm not going to speak to you. I don't recall that.
Yeah, that's why I thought right then and there when I'm like saying to myself, when everybody put 5, I said, hold on, I think. And basically, if you want to pull back on the show, it'll pull back up too. But, you know, all in all, y'all went out there, and it just didn't happen. Hopefully another day you might be able to bite it off and something happens. You know, hopefully the race goes off. That's just like with you and Butchie Woods. It seems like every time something happens, just before y'all get ready to run, it's like you just can't get that run off. Something always happens. It happens.
You know, it happens. You pay off and you laugh a little bit. You know, I mean, but you don't try to, you know, I don't crucify. I'm not into that trying to crucify somebody. I chuckle, laugh, and jokes and smoke after for a little while. Yeah, but everybody's not the same. But as far as those...
You know, I look at it this way, and I'm going to just put it out there. I know a lot of guys don't like to race somebody back after that. I'm going moving on to somebody to more, whatever. But myself, I ain't never heard nobody say they're going to not take free money. So my whole thing is if somebody going to keep on coming and giving me free money, I'm going to keep on taking it and keep moving on too. But that's how I feel about it. I see some people say that they won't do that. I'm not going to race nobody no more, blah, blah, blah. I'm tired of it. I'm not going to race them, whatever. Well, to me, if you never went down and it was easy money, why not keep taking that easy money and then keep on and go ahead and get another car that you race somebody else to? That's how I look at it. Go for it.
Well,
I know if I went to a track and I knew, say, for example, Cliff, and I knew something was wrong, and I said I got to the track and I know I'm racing somebody else. I know Cliffy can't get down. I know something's not right. Damn right, I'm going to take your money because I'm going to take your money. If it's free money, if I can turn around and get $500 or $200, whatever, I'm going to take that $200 from you, and then I'm going to put it into my pot, and I'm going to make it bigger. And I'm going to turn around and I'm going to bet because it's free. If it's free, I'm going to turn around, I'm going to double that my money up. That's how I look at it. I mean, that's just like gambling, you know? If you got it free, what the hell? I mean, then you got some races out there that only do one race a day. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there like that. Nah, I'll just race today. I'm putting it on the trailer. Man, if I see somebody else and I think I can win, I'm going out there. That's how I don't care about betting. Especially if I'm winning, man, I'm betting with their money. Then, you know, the house money. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, last I checked, Joe, money is still green. Mine is. You know, I guess somebody else who's got money should be green unless she's from another area in the world. But, hey, listen.
Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion. Some people, everybody run their program different, but I just look at it this way. Maybe somebody wasn't thinking. Maybe somebody didn't think about it. But to me, if I got that freebie, shit, might as well go ahead. Ain't nothing wrong with my car. Shit, I'm taking their money. And betting, it ain't going to be my money if I lose.
I didn't even have nothing to say there. I was the hired car. You know, that's the way I looked at it. I was the hired car. Of course, I put money on my car. But I didn't negotiate that race. So the man who did, I let him take that from start to finish, and he did.
I'm just going to let you know, I know about it when he said it. Just like you said, you couldn't call it unless you put Gordo on it. Because Gordo the one put the money up. We all was on the phone. We all heard it. Everybody agreed. And, you know, that's it, you know. If he turned around, because if you just turned around and said, no, I ain't doing it, and then Gordo said, well, I put the money up. I don't know. We got to do it, you know. So I understood that, why you guys had to get him on the phone. Everybody was on the phone. Everybody talked. And went down like that. And believe it or not, because I had called Jason later on. I talked to him. And he was there. Jason was there. Yeah, he was there. He was there. Racing Jason.
Right.
He was there. He was at the track because he was supposed to go see him and get the money to him and whatever. But you guys didn't care. You guys just said everybody on the phone, each one of y'all said they didn't care. So about who holds it. We don't care what it is. We'll figure it
now
out.
That.
Like you guys said, I don't want to tear my car. You don't want to tear your car. I understand. So we'll figure it out when we're there. So that was how it went down. Whatever went after that, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there for the talk. I couldn't tell you what went down then. But all in all I can say was it should be interesting. It should be real interesting. I'm gonna this week. I know there's a lot of people already telling me. Well, I think Andy just hit me up this morning. Let me see what he got to say. Andy Harris, I know he put something down. What did he put down? Oh shit. Andy.
I didn't even finish the car. I'm still not running. I'm still not running after Sunday. You know, I started changing out the part yesterday, but I just backed up because the weather just kind of like wasn't appetizing. So I just, and it wasn't that serious, you know. But if I'd have got that phone call for Saturday, but nevertheless, Elbow still ain't running. I left the track not running.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you for a fact, he said he wasn't running this week because he had to pick up his daughter. So there ain't no way in the world he could be, even if he wanted to run anybody, he couldn't do it. So that was saying, that's what he said there. But still should be some good races up on the last one. Yeah, still should be some good races. And shout out to OG Bobby for jumping in the car and driving. You know, I know a lot of people didn't believe he was going to drive. He went in there and did his thing, so you got to give the man credit. He done drove two races now.
He definitely gets credit. I mean, he showed up. I mean, his tactics are a little bit weird, you know, and his mouth is a little bit peculiar, but, yeah, sure. He gets that all day long. You know.
And now, matter of fact, because LaRon, you got to get on here because these guys been calling me, asking me. They ain't been hearing nothing from you. And now it's time to tighten up on this one. Well, I think you got the races locked in. I think you got three locked in. I will see what the heck LaRon got to say tonight, too. So we got to get LaRon on the phone. Let me just make sure before I get it, I'm going to open up another phone call. The 25th, also, as you see, I got a few guys coming down with this big ties thing. A couple of the promos want to come in and do a little shootout there at North versus South. I'm actually going to be, it seems like it might go through the way we want it, the way I wanted it. I wanted some guys from the North versus some guys from the South. And being said, some of those guys are shooting up times. They're showing their time, so it doesn't matter. Those guys don't care. They want to, they're actually going to put their money up and bet against each other and go out there. If that's what you've been looking at when I showed the call, that's going to be one of the cars that's coming down. And he's going to be representing the North. That would be George there. Everybody knows him, George the Greek. That would be him. He sells the food at the snack bar. You know, he has his own concession thing there with the shish kebabs and sausage and peppers and all that. Lamb, the whole bit. He'll be bringing that car that day. We got a few people all lined up. I just want to make sure they all commit first. I can say his name. I know another one that's going to be coming. He wants to be quiet for right now, but he's going to be coming. Once I lock him in, then I can tell you right off the bat. But right now, I really don't want to call everybody's name. They all love it. They want to do something like that. I just didn't want to say anything. Puerto Rican Pete from Chicago. I talked to him today, and we're going to see something. We might be having an all-steel. He might be bringing his car. He wants a grudge run for us. He'll do all-steel, too. He does that class. He'll do that class also. But we're bringing that. Bruce Leroy and the crew, They got two cars that they're bringing. They're looking to grudge run with those cars. They come from Chicago. All that will be March 25th and March 26th. That's a definitely go. Fat Daddy and the crew, they got their cars all ready to go. They're looking for some action, small tire action. So we got some people coming from a little bit different places right now, and they're actually trying to, you know, they want to hit the track. They like Gallant. They liked everything. Some of the guys before that wouldn't come to Fayetteville because they felt that they could get down the track. They had to detune their car. And not taking nothing away from Fayetteville because I did like it, but they said they had to tune it, like Tony Wright and the crew. They said they had to detune their car when they had to get to the track. Giganto and everything, like I said, you had to throw more at it. You had to throw everything that you got, kitchen sink, if you wanted to go down the track. So Tricky Ricky will tell you what he said. Tricky Ricky actually said he couldn't believe that you can run a big tire car and a drag radial all at the same time. He couldn't believe it, to get down. So that being said, they know what they're doing. The prep know what they're doing. We don't have to turn around and get a guy to come in from somewhere from the outside. They do PDRA. They do everything else. So they know what they're doing. They got the machines to do it. And we don't have to be relying on somebody come in and not knowing the track and then still can't get a handle on it. They already know the track, and they can get a handle on it. It rained for, let's say, about 35, 40 minutes. They went out there. They did what they had to do, dried the track off, came out with the machines, with the rollers, with the tires on it and everything, put it back, and, damn, the track was better than when it first started. So that being said, they showed me a lot. I liked it. That was on the money. So you guys had to worry about the prep. So if you want to come with radials, you come with radials. You want to come with slicks, you come with slicks. They know how to do it. I don't know how to do it, but they know what they're doing. And Tricky Ricky had, I think, a small radio in his car. And no problem at all. Giganto had a slick on his car, no problem. But like Giganto said, he said he should have hit it with everything, the kitchen sink. So, he says that thing takes it. So I'm glad. A lot of guys up there been calling me about it, trying to make sure they get there ahead of time. And like they said, this time, if you wanted to stay over like they did last time, some of the guys at the motorhomes, they can plug in. You know, they rent a little spot or whatever from the track, not us. It's from the track that does it. You got the outlet if you don't want to use your own generator and all that. They got it there. So it's gonna be worthwhile the way it is. And like I said, you're not parking. You're parking on asphalt like normal. And it's great. So I think we got a good little thing going on right now. I know Sammy's going to do his all steel, all glass class there. Also, the 10-inch tire class they're going to do. Those guys want to do it. They're going to come in there, 275s. They're going to do that, small blocks. They're going to go at it. I also just got on word today, and I'm waiting for the outcome of this. But we might be having a small block shootout, all muscle. We got a few guys out there. We got a few guys out there with the muscle club that actually can't fit another class, and they've been trying to get it. I knew I got three guys that got big blocks on muscle, but they're chassis cars. They were trying to see what they can fit in, trying to do something. Well, I told them about the other guys that were all talking about it, K5. I know Billy Hicks got a muscle car also, and the Chi-Town got a muscle car. I forgot his name now. Big guy, though. With a Chrysler motor in it, and he's looking for action too. So, then you have Henry Butler. So I'm trying to see what the heck, how we can work this out. I'm really trying to make these guys actually put a little money against each other. I don't mind putting some on pop, but I like to at least see them go out there and grudge it. You know what I mean? For the money. more fun when you see somebody running for their own money. When you're running for somebody else's money, nothing at stake, nothing to lose. They got no pressure. Like you look at a guy that runs brackets, a man that runs brackets. He's cool, calm, collective, got nothing to worry about. He's just, now you put him inside a grudge run. You put him in that car. It's a totally different story when you got that money on the line. Some people get rattled, and they just ain't there. So that's what I want to see. I'd rather see it when you got to turn around and, you know, it's a little bit more of a mind game. So are you going to rattle when you go through there? Are you going to shake the tire? Are you going to? You're gonna red lights. What are you gonna do? You're gonna sleep. What are you gonna do? You know, especially when they put these rules at you, red light lose. Oh my gosh, I've seen guys go to sleep. They normally cut lights, but when that money was up, they were scared they're gonna lose the money, so they backed out of it. And so, let me open up a couple of these mics now because I'm getting ready to get through too far because I know it's gonna be running late real quick. And like I said, I could probably be off here about 7:45. I'm feeling it pretty good right now, but let me make sure I open this first mic up. 914-9870, your mic is open.
Afternoon, Joe, everybody. Kevin Hunt here.
How you doing, Kev?
You know, it's just like you, man. Today was like the first Monday not being on. Usually it's a race, the weekend is nice. You know, we out on the porch and show up and the boys start talking shit and it goes from there. So it was a empty feeling today. You know, our man ain't here.
And
we just going to have to go through that. Yeah, rest him, man. But I got to say, Cliff, you are so lucky he ain't here. Ooh, boy, because he would have been in you with both feet and pointy shoes talking shit to you, Cliff. We seen the video. As much as you fuck with Butchie Woods, Cliff, it would have been all in love, brother, but he would have been letting you have it.
Kevin, listen.
Yes, sir.
They deceived like everybody else. The track was cold that day, and I'm more than glad that the car did what it did. I did what I did. You know, the day played out like it was supposed to, except for when it was time to go for the money. That wasn't supposed to happen.
I understand, Cliff. I'm just making a joke. I'm just trying to find some light at the end of this tunnel, man.
And listen, you're going to get it too, Kevin. You're going to get it. It's been a rough weekend. Don't listen,
yeah.
Brother.
Oh, God.
Friday, you know, my nephew, which is my crew member, we put his mom to rest. So, you know,
God
I know how it goes. And he was at the track Sunday with me. Him and my boys, my oldest brother, my family, we was all there because, you know what? You need these things to, you know, to move on and try to, you know, come to terms with everything. It's not easy. It's not easy,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah, I get you, boss. But that was just a joke, Cliff. It wasn't, you know, this racing. We just talking. I had to make myself smile because we do know Dave now. He wouldn't have been bashful.
He'd have put his wheel on my neck for sure.
Because like I said, he's definitely looking out for Butch. Oh boy! But anyway, man, Joe, you got a lot. Is this everything you was talking about? That's pertaining to next year. Some of the stuff you was doing. Well, this year is a wrap, so it's got to be next year, right? Were you talking about small tires? And
there's some races that's going off this Saturday that they're doing.
Yeah, that would be
like
yours. That would be yeah.
Yeah, at Custom Tees. Basically, honestly, Chase Troop, everybody wanted to do that. They kind of like felt like they wanted to go one more time out. They wanted to do something. Everybody, you know how it is, got that gas on their chest right now before they go to that cabin fever. So
yeah.
Everybody's trying to get it off. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that are not going to Florida.
Yeah, y'all got to bust that last 5 gallon that you had closed. Might as well open it up. Ain't no need carrying into 2022. I get you.
Might as well use it. So, as of March, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of people. When I say a lot, there's a lot of people trying to get right. You know, it's a lot of metal shortage right now, too. So, guys are trying to get stuff done, working on cars, getting them new cars done. But right now, it's really bad. Like, they're trying to get for a chrome moly cage or something put in. Not everybody's got all the metal right now. You know, trying to get a set of pistons or lifters or whatever like that, you know, it's like bad. And you know what I'm going to do? Actually do too. On the show, if you have any parts and you want to go ahead and say what you have, feel free to come on here and say it, because there's a lot of guys back ordered that couldn't even race this year. That's how bad it is. A set of pistons, 6 to 7 months in order to get a set of pistons. That's how bad it was. So I'm just letting you know, a lot of guys out there, and they're just now getting their car together. If you know Thunder Goat, you haven't seen that all year, but he's ready now. So those guys are all going to be coming out. They'll all be there on March 25th, March 26th. Like I said, Bruce Leroy and all the guys from Chicago, the guys that are coming from Chicago, already promised me, said we're going to have our stuff. I actually talked to Puerto Rican Pete. I'm going to be talking to Lil Tony tomorrow with him. Lil Tony's got an S10 now, so he runs pretty good with that. And he always supports me coming to the show. They told me when I told him what track I was at, they were like, no way. I said, yeah, I said, you can bring that car in there. Don't worry. I know normally they didn't, in the beginning of the year, when I used to have Little Tony come with the car, he would not bring that car. He would bring maybe the Cadillac to Fayetteville. Then when he had the Mustang, he would actually bring it to Buds Creek. That's what he used to do. This time they can come in the opening thing. Three Lug, he actually came to Fayetteville before. All those guys also, I forgot to tell you about that. They're coming too. They're looking to have a little fun and having a good time. I'm supposed to be involved with Bodie. I got to talk to Bodie, one of his crew chiefs, if you ever remember him. He comes every year. And every time he comes there, you probably just didn't know he was standing there, but he told me I got to get back in touch with Bodie. We got to have to sit down so he can have he wanted the date. I seen Bodie's car.
Bodie from California?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So Bodie's guy came. I didn't even know who it was. One day I was walking in Florida, and it was last year. I was walking by, and there it is. The guy yelled at me. And I'm like, who the hell was it? 2 years ago. I said, who the heck was it? He goes, and I said, damn, I can't see where the person is. And he's in Bodie's trailer. He's calling me up in there. And that's when he introduced me to Bodie, and said, you damn right. He said, we're gonna be there. We're gonna make sure we make it to you. He said, I heard a number of good things. He said, man, he fed us and everything else. It was nice that he told the guy everything. I was like, wow. He said, yeah, I already talked to Bodie. I'm actually not December, but January. I'm actually going out there. So I'm just going there for a couple of days and come back home, but I want to see how it is out there. They claim how good it is. I want to see it. So Bodie's got the old 68 Camaro that was Puerto Rican Pete's, Lil Tony's. So he's got that in there. That thing is nice. Beautiful car. I think they wrecked it and they fixed it already. So it's going to be interesting. There's going to be a lot of good stuff coming. I just want a variety. I don't want just one thing like small tire. I want a big and small tire. I don't care. That's the reason why I turned around and said, heck with it. I want to be able to have a pro mod race out there, too. Some of the guys around here that I want to showcase, you know, that was doing grudge runs or maybe they don't get the grudge run, but they got the car sitting there. Why not bring them out? You know, if you can't fit in the category and make the cut with the big, big ones, why not put them in some kind of class to make them do it? The first one I ever did, And everybody is always talking about they just did the 484 came out 2 or 3 years ago. They need to check the calendar and see who started it first. Capital Raceway. The first one event I did with Larry T. I took four guys from Long Island up here, and I took the four guys from Maryland and Virginia and ran out there. And they'll tell you, everybody had to have a 484 in their car. And that was the deal. And that's how it ran. And that was the first thing. I just wanted to see those guys. There were some guys that just couldn't make it. Actually, Billy G was driving. Well, he wasn't driving that car. He's driving it now. Jeff was driving. Castaldo was driving the car. Ronnie Bell's car and Scoop car was the one that was in the final. Scoot had a 632 back in the days in that car when he first, nobody knew who Scoot was. And it was, it really went along good. I liked that. And then you had Tricky Ricky. You had Chris Butler. You had Derek, I forgot his last name. He was in it also. With, he had a truck back then, S10 truck. But they, each one of them, it was competitive. Basically, you had to be doing a whole shot to win this race. That's all to it. And it was really good. It was fun, and everybody had a great time, you know. And that's what it is when you can turn around and showcase your stuff out there, and not have to worry about, oh, I can't compete, I can't make the show, you know. It's like a grudge run, but you know, people were betting left and right on it, and it was good. It was perfect. And also I had the import cars there that day too. Manny DeJesus and crew, he was there. Well, Manny Cruz down, so. He was there. We had a nice little field, and we actually going to have the guys from Aruba, and they already committed, two cars already committed for the Toyotas. Those, if you like that screaming, you know, the little things, I don't know. They're good. They're fun to watch, but they're going to be there also. They're going to be as normal. They're coming again. They said they went down that one time. They love it, so they're coming again. So I got a lot to. A lot of people I'm looking forward to see, and a lot of new stuff coming out. Just want to just put a little bit out there, a little bit more out there, and I like to see. I do like the grudge action. Grudge racing will be priority. I'm just letting everybody know. That's going to be the first thing. If there's a grudge runner ahead of time that's in there, they are priority. That's all to it. I will have to bring them through. So just let everybody know, you know, but I'm going to keep it going with the action going down through there and have a little fun with it. But let me make sure. I think as a matter of fact, is Butchie Woods now? Butchie Woods and Sammy. Let me. Well, I'll put Butchie
Joe,
Woods
let me ask
first.
You this before you cut him in, Joe. You said something about George DeGreek, and you were saying his car, and you were saying running a type. You said something about. I might have misunderstood what you said. You said something about.
Oh, those guys are going to. That's going to be a They're gonna actually flash. They don't care.
Okay, they want flash. Okay, all right.
They
gotcha.
Gonna flash.
Okay.
Those guys are flashing times up. But they're gonna run, putting money up. So they want to run.
Okay,
you know,
flash.
You know,
okay, gotcha.
Let's just say this here right now. I kind of like opened up a can of worms like that. I did that other thing with this that shootout that time about a month ago, and everybody seen it, and they were like, "How can you do that?" You know, one of those numbers I told everybody, give me 250, and if you lose the first round, you get 500, and the next round, 750, then you get 1,000, the next, or 3,000, the final, whatever, either one. So nobody could believe I did it. I did it like I said I was going to do it, and so it can work. The problem is, I'm just going to say how it is. Promoters just don't want to do it. Let's be real about it. Because now they're coming out of their pocket. So it is what it is. I mean, that's the whole thing. Anybody can do it. You just got to turn around, you know what I mean? Be willing to give up something. That's all. I mean, I'm not out there to kill nobody. I'm not there just like the same thing. I just said, heck with it. Everybody's kept asking me. I said, I'm going to call Larry T up. Last week was supposed to be Larry's last week. And I asked Larry, hey, can go one more week, just make things for the guys come up here. He said, no problem. Gave him the thing. I said, all right, I'll open it up, whatever. I've got to get the VHT, the whole bit. Let's get it because a lot of guys want to race. So that's how it all came about for this week. And there's a lot of guys out there that said, heck with it, let's go. They want to go. And before everybody put the antifreeze in their car or drain the water out, well, I don't know what they do, but that's the whole deal right now. And, you know, I'm looking at a couple things I can see, a couple races. I mean, honestly, Kevin, like, say your car, you, Jason, and what was the other car? The almost like Sniper's car and all that. And you guys, all you guys are almost in the same competitiveness right there, right? Something
mm-hmm.
like that. That would be something worthwhile. You know, the field ain't running away with nothing. Nobody wants to see a chase. They want to see a nice race. Basically, you know, starting line, who's going to get off that starting line, who's not going to rattle the tires. It's going to be a nice race. But when you start getting a guy coming to field and he's just blowing the field away, it's not even worthwhile watching. Oh, yeah, he's going to win. He's here. You know, you get guys that come into a class and they can ruin the whole class. But when you got everybody in there tightening it, ain't going too much difference. It's pretty good. You know, that's the only time it kills these classes, when you get guys that turn around and build something and nobody can go near it. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, let's be real. Jason X, everybody had to jump away from him. You know, when he turned around and put that in there, what the heck? He had to take the big motor out and build another motor. Because he was running away with the class, and nobody wanted to get in it. So you get a small block shootout. Oh, Jason X in it. Oh, I drop out. Now what do you got? 3 or 4 guys left. You know, that was the problem. When he had everybody beat, or Mario, you know, that's what the problem was. Nobody wanted to get in it. But if you got a class where everybody can go ahead and have fun with it, and nobody's running away with it, it could be your day today. It could be the other guy's day tomorrow. You know, it's one of those, you know, so that's what you want. You know, nobody wants it, especially a class, you know. But the grudge game, like I said, I'm really, really grudge. I do love the grudge, but I do like to turn around sometimes. You know, you try to be, how can I be, try to put them together. You know, sometimes people scared to ask, and you hear it on this radio station. He asked me to run, now all of a sudden they got a problem. You know what? That's how else you gonna do a grudge run? Somebody's gotta ask somebody. So don't get no hard feelings because somebody asked you to run. You know, and that's how it goes. I mean, so basically, sometimes you gotta find a way how to get these guys to, you know, almost like push them together, like instigate it. Like Dave told me, he a shit starter. He told me, yo, he's a shit starter. He would do it. He said, I'm gonna make this stuff happen. And it's the same way Mount Vernon Dave said. I mean, Nate said. Nate said he wanted to do it, and that was it. You know, he wanted to do that. He wanted to get everybody together and see that run go down. There was nothing else. There was nothing wrong with what he was trying to do. It wasn't built for one person. It wasn't to get at no one person. It was to make sure everybody can go ahead and run. That's what it was. That's all that was. You know, other people said a different thing, but it didn't go like that. So, let me make sure I open up this mic because I know they're sitting here. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Butchie Woods here.
What's going
on? How y'all
doing? Good.
Doing
good.
I can't call it.
Butch, what's going
just,
on?
Just, yeah. Uh-huh. Nothing much. I got some front springs for sale, some front shocks. MSD 7AL3 with the chips on a race pack, UDX race digital dash race pack.
Okay, what's the prices? Make sure you tell them people prices right quick. You can tell them. We got a little time.
$400 for the race pack, $400 for the MSD box, and for the springs and shocks, I'll probably sell for about maybe $150, maybe.
Okay, well, how much was the race pack?
$400.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
How much for the car, man? Fuck the dumb shit. How much for the car? Fuck the dumb shit.
There you go, Cliff.
How much for the what?
He said, how much for the
car?
Fuck the dumb shit.
You don't want to buy that car. You don't want to buy that car.
You might be right.
Car really ain't for sale.
Oh, okay.
I'm not selling my car.
Okay.
Oh, and I got a few cans of some shit called whip ass.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Take over, partner.
You want to buy some of that whip ass, Cliff?
No, I want to buy a lap dance. Fuck the dumb shit, because that's what you're saying, man.
Thanks, Cliff. I needed that laugh, man. Keep open line, Cliff.
Well, I don't know who you gonna get the lap dance, but damn sure gonna be me.
So is we finally gonna see y'all go at it?
Oh yeah, man. I was out of turn. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it got to go down. It has to.
Okay. Okay.
Where is Albert at, man? Is he missing in action?
Yeah, I ain't see him. He ain't on here yet.
Okay.
No, I haven't seen him. But yeah. Okay. So was that an invitation for Cliff that you're trying to tell him? You trying to tell him a pair?
Yeah. I would love to get him. Hopefully Saturday. Hopefully, but can't make no promises right now. But hey, we'll see. It's still Tuesday, so.
Wait a minute. This Saturday?
Yeah, but Cliff ain't gonna be ready.
No. Saturday 20:30.
No. I mean, I just said at the beginning of the show, I didn't even finish the car. Still not even.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, no.
I was on another call.
2022,
no,
Cliff.
No big deal.
No,
2022. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to keep bending over backwards. Yeah.
No, that's Butch's job to bend you over backwards.
How are you going to do that?
He going to flip you. You know what? Y'all going to see some shit y'all didn't see. I'm predicting this. When it comes to Butch, y'all going to say, how in the fuck did he do that? Or how? And all it is going to be is Big Dave. Every fucking thing, all of y'all is going to like, that ain't nothing but Big Dave there with his hand on the scale. Watch what I tell you.
Kevin, this is how this works. Butch, you got a car, just like everybody else got a car. You know, some people's car work consistently and constantly, you know, without any flaws. Some people.
And then there's you.
Right, and then there's me. You know, I am a different breed. But you know what? I said that to say this. It's not impossible for Butch to go out there and do his thing one day or every day, just like anybody else. It's not impossible. So, you know, it just depends on people. People make the hype go where it goes. You know, people make the hype.
I got a text also to open OG Bobby's mic, but OG Bobby, he ain't hit no one button either.
You want to hit the open that one? Oh, boy.
I know he wanted me to hit it, so. I'll open up this mic now, so because I know he wanted to get on there before. It was early at 7:15, but he just now hit his one button, so I got to make sure I let him in first. Then I can open everybody else's mics up right from there. OG Bobby, your mic
is
on
the road.
Sound like your window or something open, or you on speakerphone, because we had a lot of static.
Oh, hold on a second.
There you go, Bobby.
What about now?
You're
good.
Fine.
A little better?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
All right, well, look, I'm not going to hold you long, but Cliff, you are one of the biggest liars I ever met. I thought Gordo was bad, but you even worse.
Yeah, but
that's not how that race went down. Let me finish. I'll let you talk. I'm not going to scream, I'm not going to yell, I'm just going to tell you like it is. When we all was in the lanes, and Joe told most of the story, we was all in the lanes around about 12:30, 1 o'clock. Cliff and Killer was maybe 5 cars in front of me. The lanes was no-time lanes were between 15 and 13. I was like 5 cars back. We was all moving the cars up. Now I'm running my car because I didn't want to keep cutting it off and on. So by the time I got up to the lane, Cliff and Killer already had made their test pass. Now, when I got up to the wall to get to go make my pass, my car, another driver's car had broke down. So the guy who's calling the lane said, shut everything off. So we set everything off. My car must have sat by 10 to 15 minutes. Trying to start it back up, battery went dead. So my man, Dean, had to go get the battery. We still sit in the lane. There'd be a lane by 2 o'clock. By this time, I get a text from a friend of mine, tell me stay in the lanes is 1:30. Because by the time I'd have probably made my pass, it would probably 2 o'clock. So I stay there 1:30, 2 o'clock. After 2 o'clock, it's going on 2:15, 2:20, 2:30. Simon comes over there and said, where everybody at? I said, I don't know. They supposed to be over here. I'm still sitting in the lane getting my car charged up. So Simon goes over to get Gordo, and Gordo's talking some BS or whatever. And so he said, Bobby, you got to come over and straighten this mess out. Cliff's sitting all the way in the back of the line in the lane. This, in, I think, lanes 12 or 13. The line is always back to the first to the gate. He's sitting back there. No one knew you got to be in lanes by 2 o'clock. Killer in the same over in the pit too, with Gordo. So me, Simon, walks over there and trying to get this thing straight out. Now they said, oh, we couldn't get over there, the lane, the line was too long. But, yeah, you supposed to be in the lanes at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, you wasn't in the lanes until Simon came up there. You got in the lanes and start arguing by 3 o'clock, almost 2:30, quarter to 3.
I never argue with you. I never argue with you, Bobby, because I didn't lock the race in. That's why I told you.
Don't say I had no fucking money.
Listen.
I had all the money. Thank you, sir. Let me talk. Gordo came up to myself $5,000. I didn't bring $5,000. He asked me why. I just gave it to him. I had $3,000 in my pocket. I went pulled out $2,000. I didn't see you pull out no damn money. Gordo had
all
the money in his head.
To.
I didn't see you
and
set
you
your ass in the car
to.
Like a little bitch,
you
like you are.
You was.
You
listen,
ain't
listen,
you.
Listen,
you
listen,
come
Bobby,
to show
Bobby,
lines, Cliff.
Bobby,
you come
listen,
to show
listen,
fucking
listen
lines,
to me,
telling everybody
listen
what
to
I did,
me,
what
to do. Listen to me. Listen
you,
to me.
No, listen to what?
The
no, this ain't nothing to listen to.
You
was the worst person I would never ever run you against.
The next time
you
is
a bitch. All right,
we're going back to racing. We're going back to racing.
You're going back to lines. You're going back to lines.
That's what you do.
There's no reason for you not. You didn't have no money. But don't tell me I had no money. I had more money than you did. I didn't raise the show.
You weren't supposed to see what
you
fuck
didn't
I had.
Have nothing, Cliff.
You
getting in out there going on everybody to the line,
listen,
bro, playing games with me. Come on, man.
Why do you keep
this is the second time you made an ass yourself.
You should get your ass up, Cliff.
All them so-called friends that make you look like a jackass out there.
Listen,
you should get some help with the car. You ain't
bruh,
nothing, but you just
was
your ass like
a
go play the
I was a hired
that's
gun.
That's just what you was, a
and
clown.
You can say what you want.
You just a straight clown, Cliff.
You
just a straight
clown.
You would never ever beat
Bobby,
me in life.
Bobby.
Never ever.
And
you would never ever have a good race,
John.
You would never have no
race.
Good luck. You ain't going to all that stuff.
You won one race.
It was been two or three races. Y'all got the lane that
you
were going to fight. You was going to pay the money off.
You
only gave up 200 pounds. That was it.
Gordo locked the race in, though. So why the fuck does this guy keep talking to me? That's where his brain is. Because
you said you got up here lying, talking like I didn't have no money to lock them, though, to cover
the
whole fight. You had no money. Your ass is sitting in the damn car like you was in detention.
Because everything was handled. That's what the fuck
Cliff,
I'm for.
You,
why
don't
would
get
I,
on this
I don't need
lying.
To talk to you. I
don't
need to talk
on this
to you. Everything was handled.
That's not what happened.
The man who
your ass
the
out there, and then you knew
handled.
He wasn't going to race.
The man.
You knew you were, but the reason I didn't race, and the only reason I didn't race Killer, because the temperature had dropped.
We can race
the last, the only reason I didn't race Cliff,
we
I mean, Killer, because the temperature had dropped, and it was getting dark.
So
why am I
going to
take my car out there and race somebody over at the 2 or 3 I don't want to in the lane late?
It was
Cliff, you ain't got nothing to say. Cliff, you just a nobody. When you get a car, when you grow up and get some brains, then you come talking to somebody about racing.
Because
right now,
you
just a straight jackass.
What you want?
This
what you, I,
mean,
where,
I would
where,
never
where
ever
going
race
with
you
this?
Again.
Where you going with
I'm
this?
I'm telling you what it is.
Where
I ain't the one going with it. I'm telling you what it is.
Because your mouth means nothing tonight. Your mouth
don't
means
tell me about my
tonight.
Mouth. You come up here trying to make yourself look good and then step down the fucking truth.
And your mouth means
you
nothing.
You kind of can make yourself look good
your
on the show. You try to tell the fucking lie.
I'm telling
you.
You
ain't had no money to bet nothing. Somebody ain't had no money. You ain't had shit. You sit in the car, they open your door, you on the line looking like a jackass, the hood open, the doors are open, the trunk is open, you thought they was at a valet service.
Listen,
everybody saw that video
of
my
car
made the pass.
Once the car shut down.
You was
going to
get your ass
handed to
you that day. You was going
to
get
really
your ass handed
to you
that day.
Talk to me now. Talk to me now.
I knew I was coming.
Let's get this in. If you really believe that, let's get this in now.
You
let's lock in some new money.
Have show.
Let's
yo,
lock
I'm done
in
with
some
this.
New money.
Yo,
okay.
Ain't nothing
I
lock in some
money,
so. Cliff. I'm not racing you
so.
No more ever in
my
life.
My baby.
I'm not racing you ever in life, Cliff.
My
you
baby.
Just a waste of time. You
listen,
just a waste of breath. Breath and time.
Good night, sweetheart.
I'm done.
Good night, sweetheart. I know you are. You was dumb before you even thought you had started.
Hey, Joe, my mic open?
Hold on a second. I'll get it put out. I've been in right now.
Evening, Tom, fellas. Evening, wave to you guys.
Oh, that's Marcus?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
I ain't been on the show.
Marcus, I ain't been on the show, man.
In a couple shows. Been busy at work or whatnot, but I want to get on here tonight and just give my condolences to my man, Big Dave. I ain't know him long, but for the short time I did know him, he was an awesome guy, good dude, good for the game, talked a bunch of shit, and always a stand-up from what I know of him. So to the family and friends, I want to say my condolences to him.
They appreciate you, man. And they paying attention, too, believe me.
Yeah,
they know.
Yeah. Hello?
I did get to meet Dave one or two times at the track with my man, Butchie Woods. I think it was the first time I bustled Sean off of Butchie Woods. And this time it didn't freeze. That was the free one.
He's gonna take it back there again.
Freeze.
Yeah, but Dave seemed like he was a real good guy, man.
He was, man.
Seemed like he stood strong for the North, you know, and I respect that. Once again, you know, like I said, I haven't even been able to get on the shows. I have been paying attention. I've been seeing a lot of shaky shit going on, a lot of fake shit going on. But, you know, I try to sit back and just observe because soon enough, it'll get put out to the light. And I'm going to leave it like that.
Oh.
With that being said, Joe, hopefully see you this weekend. Get down out to the beach. Eat some of that deep fried turkey I heard you cooking. And so we can see if we can chop it up a little bit.
Hey, I ain't never cooked deep fried turkey. That's why I'm going to call Antoine. He probably the specialist for that.
Hey, Joe, he waiting for you to open his mic. Open up Antoine's mic.
Antoine's mic is open.
Oh.
Yep.
Joe, you mean to tell me you never fried no deep fried turkey?
Huh?
Joe, you ain't never fried no turkey.
Never did it.
You did enough pig. There was so much pork in that motherfucker, it could have killed the pig. I was like, look at this shit here.
What else you cooking with it, Joe?
I know everybody wants to cook. I said, shoot, I was planning on coming out the race, so I said, that's why I told him I'm going to talk to Antoine later on tonight. I'm going to cook something up ahead of time and then talk to Antoine so I see if I can get him up there. Cause I don't think my wife will be able to cook for him. It's going to be too cold for her.
Yeah. if you don't cook nothing else, you might have to do a pot of chili or something. Keep some heat in them old guys' bones.
Oh, listen, I pull pork. I can do that all day long.
Back to the pig again.
Pork now. I can do that if y'all want. But,
how many turkeys you talking about frying, Joe?
All right, enough of the cooking channel. Let's get back to some shit talking. I like where OG Bobby left off.
Antoine might be muted.
No, that's me. That's me, Joe. Antoine 7200, I think.
Kevin, you must have missed the part where I told him that now we're talking to me.
I heard everything.
Antoine, I hear you racing. I got to talk about shit while I'm on here now. Now, goddamn it, OG Bobby, I just heard you do some shaky shit, and I got to clear this up. You mean to tell me you ain't going to take this man free money if you know he ain't going to make it down the track? You supposed to take that man's free money, man. What are you doing?
Well, listen, I got something better than that. I see OG Bobby and Cliff going at it, but nothing for nothing. I think OG Bobby is owed $300 from the person that locked him in. Cliff didn't lock him in, from what I know of. So why is he going at Cliff so hard when he should be going trying to get that extra money that the man locked him in and didn't pay him? That's what I want to know.
Wait. But let me ask you, why is it $500? The rate was $2,000.
As long
as it was $5,000.
Oh, he popped it up. Okay.
Yes, he did. I was on the phone when it popped it up.
That's right.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
I remember.
But Cliff, they ain't got nothing to do with you, though, Cliff. That ain't got nothing to do with you.
Exactly, Marcus.
Cliff said, I'll bring my car there. Cliff said, my car is running, because he asked Cliff, your car running? Cliff said, yes. Cliff said, you
right,
bet
so,
the money. He owned up to it, and that's
right,
how
so
it went down.
OG Bobby going at the wrong man. That's what I'm saying. You
man,
know, like, let's keep it a 100. Let's keep it a band. Right. Let's keep it a band.
I'm going to go back on mute, y'all.
Go ahead, Bobby.
The original, how originally went down, when it was Cliff and Swizzle. Cliff was a lock in Swizzle for 5-on-2. So when Swizzle backed out and said the weather going
to
be bad, I said, let me jump in. I'll take that. Then that's when Gordo got on and said,
well, you need
Gordo
to get on
Gordo.
Gordo
said, I'm
going to
do the 5-on-2. Then you go, say what?
You need to get on Gordo.
We were sitting there arguing. I'm going to jump on Cliff. Cliff's going to be lying. I didn't have no money to bet. We had all the money. I betted the whole pot.
Yeah, but that's beside the point.
Man.
I mean, shit.
Hey,
if you didn't have enough money to bet, you would have found that out. If you lost, you won regardless.
Hey,
so that, at the end of the day, you still should be getting the
money
from the person that didn't pay you all the money regardless.
Gordo, like, he didn't want to.
But don't nobody know if you got money or not, Bobby. Bobby, listen.
He only get
Bobby. Don't nobody know how much money you got but you. Don't nobody know how much money you got but you. That's your money. So it don't matter what it doesn't matter, Bobby. It doesn't matter. That's you know what you got in your pocket. And there's no way to prove. So it don't matter. But y'all going back and forth with this, how much money somebody got in their pocket is a bunch of bullshit. Because only you know how much money you had in your pocket. It don't look like you're going hungry.
You're right. Let me get to the point. So when I came, so Gordo's raised, he raised a pot for $2,000 to $5,000. I said, I didn't have $5,000. I said, if you had said bring five, I'd have bought the five. I bought $3,000. I bet it, me and Gordo only bet it $2,500 up. So when we gave, so at the end, after all that BS that went by, they called Joe Gray trying to figure out, because that's when Gordo talking about he not paying. It was no 500. He recollected. He lost his memory. So when Joe got on the speakerphone, I mean, they put Joe on the speakerphone, Joe said 500. Gordo only gave me $200. And that was it.
So you're looking for
300.
You're looking for 300.
But he had one of the live feed and said
he
that he was going to pay you 300 when he found out from Joe.
I remember that. I don't know why he didn't pay you then. He said he wasn't going to pay you.
I don't know why he didn't pay you.
Well, he's a stand-up guy. He'll pay him.
Well,
that's what I
got
to say.
Just for free. Killer was just up there for free for the Toyota.
This is what I got
me
to say.
Already had, let me tell you what the race with me and Killer. Me and Killer already had talked before Gordo got in the mix. I said, Killer, what you want to do? He said, man, I ain't trying to. I said, you call it. He said, $500 and a cheeseburger. We started laughing. I said, you sure, Killer? He said, man, I'm good, man. You good with me, OG? That's no problem. Gordo came up and said, man, we went up for $2,000 or $3,000. I said, what? I said, man, how you going to come change it with me and Killer? It was just me and Killer on the phone talking one-on-one. We was on the phone no more than a half hour. Then when Gordo got on the phone, he tried to mix everything up. So by the time after all that fiasco at the line in the danger lane, it was getting dark. And by the time I made my pass, it had got dark and the temperature had dropped. That's why I made Killer to go back. I told Killer, I'm not going out there. It's too late, and the car was breaking loose on the top side for me. But it
was
that car. You saw me make my pass.
Y'all was supposed to go first.
No. Me and Cliff was going to go first.
No,
then
no,
after Killer. Then was Killer's next.
You and Killer locked
Where's
in. Let's go
Killer
away.
Locked in Killer.
The race was he was going to run you first, Cliff, and then it was going to be Killer afterwards.
Well, then you know what?
That's a lot of stuff, Cliff. When you're probably in the heat of things, Cliff, and you log, you forget certain things, but
that's
how it was supposed to go down.
It wasn't my show. That's why I kept my mouth shut the whole day Sunday. It wasn't nothing to me, but just
the fact. What the man's saying, Cliff, he was supposed to race you first, and that's when Gordo gotten to
the
filament.
It happened that way. It started to happen that way. So, yeah, no problem. No problem. That's why I didn't really say much that day. It wasn't nothing for me to say.
It's just the facts, you know, like, you know, how things went down. But I said, Gordo, he's trying to get stuff started, and he seemed like a stand-up guy. So, Bobby, I hope that if you owed and it's verified, Joe, the man will pay your money.
If he don't, it's still good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hurting over no $300. But
yeah,
it's just a simple
fact.
Yeah,
and neither is
I'm
sure.
We was in the lanes at 2. Actually, my car had broke down, the battery charge. So it was like 1:30, 2 o'clock. So I got a phone call that said, stay in the lanes. So by the time my car got charged up, it was already after 2 o'clock. And by the time they got to the lane, it was like 2:30, quarter to 3. So by right, they should have paid me the deposit anyway. Because it was already late.
If you get technical, yeah. They,
yeah. Yeah. If they put a time on it.
Hold on. Gordo's mic is open. Your mic is open, Gordo.
Can you hear me,
Joe? Now we get this.
Your mic is open, Gordo.
Hey, Joe, I just tuned in. I was in the studio. I just tuned in. I called Sammy. Sammy tuned me. I'm tied into Sammy's line right now.
Yeah.
I hear all this back and forth about the deposit. As I stated at the racetrack when I gave him the $200, if Joe Gray says it was a call for $500, I will kindly send you $300.
Okay, that's covered.
That's the racetrack, so all that other brother bullshit he's talking about, all the other brother bullshit, I'm going to say this, Joe. All the other brother bullshit he's talking about, I got the slightest idea. When Killer told them let's race, first and foremost, this is exactly what happened. When he went in the lane, we all went in the lane to make a test shot. OG Bobby had a problem with his battery. He backed his car off the staging lane line and backed it up towards the grass, brought his U-Haul truck to the lane, put his battery
on
in
the
charge. Oh, hold on. I'm gonna speak for what happened. It's going word for word of what fucking happened on Sunday. Then OG Bobby charging his battery. Simon came up to us. Simon came by Killer's trailer and said, what are we going to do? Cliff's car was in the back of the stage lane. There was 1,000 Test and Tune cars there. We put Cliff's car in the lane. I moved Cliff's car all the way up to the front. I told Cliff, separate the car, see traffic. We're going to push you all the way to the front. After we push you all the way to the front, we're going to see what's up. OG Bobby said, how much is the race? I had 2,000. I had 2,500, really. We bet 2,000. We ended up betting 2,000. I gave Maurice the money. First, I gave it to Marty. Marty had the money. OG Bobby didn't want Marty to have the money, so he picked Maurice. I know Maurice for a long time, so I was fine with it. I hand Maurice the money. Maurice held my money for about 30 minutes. If we could get Maurice on the phone, he could clearly tell you that Maurice was handing me my money back and said, man, they bullshit and they ain't going. I said, hold my money. When he put that money up there, when he put it together, we going racing. OG Bobby got his battery right. Even Ray Bayman, Bo, Ray Bayman, all of them was checking his battery, making sure that he was getting a charge because it wasn't charging right, whatever. So we get the money up. We go to the staging lane. Cliff's car has the problem, whatever, with the starter. We backed them out of the lane. We pushed them to the side. We finally got the, like, 2-3 minutes after OG Bobby made his pass. He turned the bulbs on, made his pass, whatever, went down the track. We backed Cliff up. Cliff's car turned on. We turned Cliff's car on. Cliff said, I'm going to jack my car up. I'm just going to tighten up this starter, and we can still race for the 2,000. He said, nah, man, I ain't fucking with you. Killer said, yo, what's up? What are we going to do with our race? I said, look, if you race Cliff, you can't pull a stip off our temperature if you race Cliff under 50 degrees. So if you race Cliff under the 50 degrees, why is it that you can't run Killer from 50 degrees? So under 50 degrees. So Killer said, how much are we racing for? I said, $500 in a cheeseburger. I heard you say $500 in a cheeseburger, but I'm going to fuck with him and tell him we'll race him for the 2,000 to see if he bites for the 2,000 that he was going to run Cliff with. OG Bobby stated, he said, no, it's less than 50 degrees. I ain't fucking with it right now. We'll figure something out for next year. I said, OG Bobby, here's your $200. I said, and if Joe Gray calls me and tells me he's going to check back his tape, he's going to check the radio show, if I said $500, you got $300 coming. I handed him $200, and I told him we'll figure out the rest after the show.
Okay, well, that's covered. Good move. Good report.
Okay.
That's word for word how it happened in the lane, how much we were racing for. I was fucking with OG Bobby in the lane, trying to get all in his head because Cliff was half scared. And I said, you know what? The man went out there. We were still going to go out there. The fact that,
that
I told Cliff.
Up. I was
I
half
told Cliff,
cold, man. It was cold.
Cliff,
man.
I told Cliff,
about?
Turn the bottle off. Mark my words. I said, turn the bottle off and run that man on motor for my money.
So what's the issue then? Can somebody tell me what the hell?
Ain't no issue. So that's why we're going to move on. Ain't no issue. Everything's good. Gordo manned up. Bobby, OG, you're looking for 300 whenever. And Cliff and Bobby, I'm like Switzerland. I'm neutral. But you guys will race again. OG, don't say you're never going
to
race, Cliff. You're going to race again. It will happen under different circumstances.
This is how I feel about that race. I see there's a lot of things going back and forth. A lot of things going back and forth. But people had their differences. Me and Marcus just had words. We had our differences. Do I care about that? I really don't care about that. I understand in the heat of the moment, things are said. Guys feel the way they want to feel. It's okay. At the end of the day, I still want to race the man. I still want to see him at the racetrack. I still want to get it the fuck
Gordo, as long as I got blood in my body and breath as I talk, you can always get this action. Believe that. Understand that. I don't run for no motherfucking smoke. All I say is that you bring your car. Don't go renting cars. Don't go borrowing cars because y'all boys good for that.
I'm going to run you. You know? I'm going to run you. Me and you going to race. I'm going to build my car to race you. Me and you going to race. Head the fuck up.
Well, listen, you build your car the way you build your car, I'm going to build mine the way it comes. Don't undress me, and I ain't going to undress you.
I'm not.
We're
going to
run what we
wrong,
and it's just
going to
be that simple.
I'm not even going to talk too much about this. 2022, any track that you on the premises, you got to get in the box.
Okay. That's what it is, then. I mean,
anything out of the Batmouth crew, like I said, this is grudge racing. At the end of the day, I know what we put
Absolutely.
In this shit. I know what it
Absolutely.
Takes. We going racing. I'm going to your ass. Cliff and Bobby,
all right.
That sounds a little, it sounds, I see with Rick and Cliff and all them guys, you know, with the back and forth and the name calling and shit, I see that, I see maybe it's a little bit more personal, but them guys got to put their feelings to the side. They got to get in the box and they got to race too.
Good report, Gordo. Good report.
Yeah. I just want to know. I just want to know. Can OG Bobby stand the pressure when Cliff actually turn the wind light on? I'm back on me.
You shit out of you.
If Cliff turned on the wind light with OG Bobby, and we're willing to gamble to see it. If Cliff turned on the wind light with OG Bobby better vanish. He better change his Facebook profile and everything.
I doubt it very seriously. He beat me. 2022 is going
to
be even worse.
Bobby, I fuck with you. Listen to me, Bobby, and I'm going to give it to you on the show. I fuck with you hard because you like to give it, but you don't really like to take it. So that's why I do what I do with you.
Nah, he don't.
But
I don't like nobody lying. If you're going to listen, I don't mind giving it. I do take it. But tell the truth when you take it and give it. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm telling
you,
listen, Bobby, I spoke the truth. I came up here and spoke the truth. And the truth is that this weekend, if you found you motherfucking custom tees this weekend, we will take Cliff's car and run you.
I told
no
you
bullshit.
Again, I got to pick
no
my
bullshit.
Girls up for school. If I ain't had to pick them up, I would gladly be down there.
Well, we're going to have to book you and Cliff for opening day. We got to book you and Cliff for opening day.
I'm not messing with Cliff.
You
every
like
the second
to work
time,
with
I lost money messing with Cliff.
Third
like
time's
Cliff
a charm,
already
Bobby.
Already got. Say it again?
Bobby, third
like
time's
Cliff
a charm.
Face.
That means y'all get it off. And then it's done.
I got to talk to my crew.
No, you,
I got to see what they want.
You
to.
Know how you do it? You do it off the trailer. You do it off the trailer,
yep.
So he's got no choice but to go.
There you go.
But that's what you were trying to do anyway, get me off the trailer when I made that pass.
You're damn
you
right.
You thought I was going to screw up.
I needed everything we could get.
And
I needed everything you could get. You saw Cliff shit go
yeah,
down
and
the
then what happened? And you were surprised, and you were surprised, right? You saw that big motherfucker that got the fuck up out of that line, right?
I needed everything I could
you
get.
Like,
I was telling you,
hey, I love Gordo because even when Even when Gordo lied, he tell the truth. I love fucking Gordo, boy. Gordo, he just told him, yeah, I needed every motherfucking thing and the kitchen sink. Even when he lied, he tell the truth. Fucking Gordo, you're the best, boy.
Hey, one more thing, look, there's no need to sugarcoat it. The motherfucking car was slow. I needed everything we could get.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Shit, I told him his headlights won. I told him his headlights won. He didn't even have his car running.
He had a run. You just didn't hear him.
I was on his ass. OG Bobby had his seatbelt on and his helmet on, so he don't even got to look at me.
Well, Cliff's going to get Butcher Wood too.
Stop that shit. Now, there you go. There you go.
Hey, I need to know this, though, Joe. We're going to be there Saturday. After I get home, I got about 11 cars on call already that's coming. I'm going to post the cars, the pictures. I'm not posting how we coming. We coming to win, and we coming off the trailer. Everything I want is off the trailer. It's too late in the season. It's too late in the season to make test passes.
I tell you what, goddamn, bring your car, and I'm a put the money up for you and Bigfoot. Go head up. Your car, that Camaro that you bought, against Bigfoot. And you got the back tire. Fuck it, I'm going to lock the money in.
My Camaro currently doesn't even have a motor in it. I'm coming for Marcus. My car says Marcus on it.
Fat Al, you nasty. Ooh, wee. You said the back tire. Oh, my God. Hey, that's
I know what I will do.
That's
though.
Like putting a that's like putting a pacifier in that man's mouth and snatch it back out. Goddamn it!
Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and take the Toyota. I tell you what, I could drive though. I take that Toyota
that?
And get Jason Gray to spin head up.
Oh, huh?
I get Wawa that baby copperhead to spin head the fuck up with that Toyota.
Oh, I can't say nothing about that car. But I'm sure Jason Gray ain't going to run for it.
Oh,
I can't speak for that car.
Jason Gray like
a no-go. How about my girl? What's up with my girlfriend Pinky?
She going to be there? But your car ain't got the motor. The car he lost, and you ain't got no motor in it. So no need of bringing that up.
I'm gonna have something else on the premises with a small block on motor.
Well, we'll look at it. We'll see it when we get there.
Look on 10, stock suspension on 10, all still all
good. I won't come in. But I will be there Saturday. I will be there for this.
You coming for the banana pudding. You ain't coming for the motherfucking race.
and the deep fried turkey too.
Hey, hold up. Hey, time out. Gordo, don't mean you got a date this weekend anywhere?
Uh-oh.
Do I got a date?
Huh? No.
Yeah,
I said don't mean you have a date. Listen to me. Stop talking so fast. Don't mean you have a date this weekend. I'm driving LaRon's truck versus your Camaro.
This weekend?
Uh-oh.
Right?
Oh, shit.
Wasn't that a locked-in race? Huh?
Yeah, oh, forgot about that.
Wasn't that a locked-in race?
Hey,
oh, no, don't do those steps. Do not do the stuttering. You see what I mean, Joe?
Look, I forgot about that one, but I take a replacement.
Me and you get it on with Bo Waki and that Toyota.
Well, you got to talk to LaRon on that, but I just know that he locked you in with your Camaro. I do know that.
I'm not worrying about all that. That's good. That business is understood already. Let's move on from that. My Camaro's
not ready. Oh, okay, so you're paying the poke out.
Listen, it's gone. What I said, business is understood. People that understand business don't talk business.
Come on, man. See, that's that shaky shit. That's what I call shaky shit.
Bullshit.
You understand?
No,
but I'm going to leave it alone.
I'm going to keep you what it is.
Marcus,
you come off
What's
the
up?
Trailer. I'm going to do something crazy for you. If you come off the trailer with Bo Waki, I'm going to get in the Toyota, come off the trailer and run your head up.
I got to understand what you and LaRon got going on the back line, so I'm going to have to contact my manager before I answer that call out.
Oh, now you got a manager, you slow motherfucker. Now you got a manager.
Hey, I'm back on you. I got a lot of background noise.
Hey, Fat Al, I'm going to do this, though. I'm going to do this at the Joe Show. After I get my first race off, y'all going to leave me alone for about an hour so I can taste some of this food y'all talking about. I got a box of motherfucking ribs, steak. I got it. I'm coming with everything. I don't cook.
Look, that Toyota, is it motor or nitrous?
We got Rambo under the hood.
Is it motor or nitrous?
Did you hear I said I got Rambo? That means I got a whole lot of guns under there.
Alright, okay. I got something for you.
All steel, all glass. You got nothing for me.
Lord have mercy.
I wish you would, and I wish Marcus could drive it, because I want him before this year's out.
You know Avon going to be there, right? You do know that, right?
We raced the Avon off the trailer. Me and Avon got one off the trailer.
Okay. Can I get Avon for a little, let's say 200. Can I get Avon for 200, me and you?
He ain't going to do it, Joe.
Absolute,
he ain't going to do it, Albert.
Absolutely.
Never say what
that's
a man's going to do.
That's a lock. I got Avon. That's a lock.
Listen to me. When I tell you it's a go, I'm not going to renege. It's going to go.
All right. My man.
Hey, Fat Albert. Here's the thing that's puzzling. From fucking March of last year till August, there haven't been this much get at it in a while. Why the fuck does it take November for this shit to go down when it should have been going down like year round?
Winter time racing. That's all.
Hey, I ain't got one to talk. But
Remember this now. Copperhead just now got the car together back. Now don't forget.
This is some of the things you were saying about the parts and all that other stuff.
They all together, yeah. You got to look at it.
Joe.
What's the name is sitting there ready to go? You know, Thunder Goat, everything.
Because you're talking like you're ready to go to Baldy's race. I mean, everything is now put together and ready to race, but our season is dead.
Hey, Mr. Hunt, hold on real quick.
Yeah.
You got to classify this shit, right? You got to take away the ones that's talking real fast and real loud from up north versus the bad mouth crew. See, we've been doing this shit for a long time, and we've been racing every weekend. You know what I mean? Weekend. So when you say y'all, say who you talking about, sir.
You're right.
And you speak real high
sorry.
And elegant.
I will. My statement is, everybody wait until the end of the year to get busy, except them bad mouth crew out of the web of 302. Because those boys about it.
No, Fat Albert, I'm going to go say this, right? I'm going to say this.
Uh-huh.
And nobody on this planet love to race more than me. I bet more on cars that I don't own than motherfuckers bet on their own. I lock in half these races that happen to begin with. The problem with this is, that I see up north, and I'm going to speak for what I see, and I've been around grudge racing since 2008. I've been drag racing since junior dragsters. So this is what I see. I see a lot of bitch-assness going around. I see a lot of guys getting so personal and getting so emotional over some shit we do for fun. If you get caught in the heat of the moment, I understand it. But to carry on and hold grudges because guys feel a certain way, everybody's voiced an opinion. Everybody's entitled to one. You got to collectively, I see it happen down south. Yes, there's animosity. There's a lot of things going on down south. But what I do see is guys are not scared to shut the fuck up and go race. And over here, the problem is guys want to talk more on the internet. They want to type more on the computer. Guys with cars, guys with running cars that don't do shit. And that's why I got involved in the sense of trying to get things to happen, even if it cost me a little bit of money, just to see people break out of that same system of, I don't do this because I don't talk to him, or I don't do this because I don't like this. To me, that's a bunch of bullshit.
That is the greatest fucking report we had on here in months.
Yeah,
good
that,
fucking
that report.
Two stars up with a fucking thumb. And
you
that's
what
that
like,
kid
there's no, no reason why. It's no reason why we got heavy hitters. And I seen Jada Mack post it the other day. You know, he said it's sad that, you know, that the OGs came down to this. Not that Clifton and Bobby are not, you know, notable to have a race, that to have people come see a race. But we have some real OGs up north with some real fast shit just sitting in the garage, and them motherfuckers just scared to rub two nickels together to go racing, and that's sad.
Yeah.
Everybody respects each other. You know what? I done bet with LeRon. I want to whoop his ass. Me and Marcus had a few words. I want to whoop his ass. If I like something he's doing, I'm betting with that man. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Hey.
If I like the race, if I want to book something and I think we could do something, we're going to go do that race. I booked the race with LeRon at ACCO when he came to race. I saw something I like over there. Them guys was in heat. I told LeRon to go crack that ass, and he did. It ain't nothing personal. This is grudge race.
Hey.
This shit is supposed to be taught to a certain kind of way. Hold on.
Hey.
You're supposed to get taught to a certain kind of way. You're supposed to feel a certain kind of way. There's supposed to be some tension in the motherfucking room, because at the end of the day, we fucking men, and we got some goddamn cojones, and that's what it is.
Hey, Gordo. I like all that shit you said, but the first thing you said. So this is what I'm telling you. First
man,
thing you need to do is listen to me.
You. I want you.
First thing you need to do, right, is go to NASA with your pilot ticket. Tell them you want them to shoot you out of a cannon and try to reach the stars when you come to fuck with me. Reach the stars.
Hey, Joe, I promise you, when I get Marcus, they better be a championship belt when I race Marcus.
Oh, listen to me. It's going to be up there. That's what I'm telling you. So tell them to shoot you at that cannonball and reach for the stars.
I want you to come. Marcus, when I come for you, I want y'all to have that same energy I had when y'all went out there with Mike Brown and Jazir. I want y'all to have that kind of energy. See, that's grown man energy. I like grown man energy.
Well,
grown man energy gets me very, very excited. Cause when I get you, I'm gonna lock you in tight and right, and you ain't going nowhere. We gonna bet that money.
All right, that's what it is. I ain't gonna do a whole lot of jaw jacking. Somebody yawning. I'll holler at
you. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want him so bad. Oh, I want him so bad. You just don't know.
Hey. Well, you know what they say, Gordo? Watch what you wish for. Watch what you wish for.
Yeah, because, hey, they say you might just get it all, and I want it. Tell them to bring it the fuck up. I tell you, listen, this ain't for this year. But I promise you, opening day next year, if God let me see opening day next year, Joe Gray going to have to call the motherfucking paramedics, because it's going to get ugly out there.
Ah.
I am going to race every and anything that wants some.
Fat Albert,
that's
the future of North racing.
Me personally, I think ODB going to do all that shit up north. Me personally, I think ODB
don't say
gonna
nothing, Fat
Albert. I'm
you said OD Bobby.
No, ODB. Antoine.
I'm quiet for a reason.
He
going to
run
I'm
through all that
Antoine,
shit up there.
Antoine.
I'm quiet for
Antoine.
A reason.
Man,
yeah.
Antoine ain't going to bust a dozen eggs.
Well, you ain't quiet
hey,
no more.
You know
more.
What I'm going to do? Hey, Kevin, you know what I want to do? I want Cliff to send that car down to VA for 3 months. We're going to stop this bullshit. Everybody jumping on Cliff. We're going to stop this bullshit.
Cliff is confused. He don't know if he's north or south. Now, you don't want to make him true south? Cliff, ain't nothing wrong with having friends. Ain't nothing wrong with having friends, Cliff.
Kevin, I'm
hey, Fat Albert, you know what they call? You know what they call it when you in the middle? They call it neutral. They call it neutral. That means he ain't got to go. You understand? Cliff is safe where Cliff's at. Cliff wants to raise OG Bobby. I don't feel OG Bobby or Cliff should race anybody else until they get that race off once and for all.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Huh?
I don't feel like either one of them. I feel like both of them in race card detention for acting like babies, and they got to race each other off the trailer opening day. I need $1,000 DP.
Ha! Good go, Bobby. $1,000 DP.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's a south deposit. That's a south deposit. Y'all gonna bet with him, I need $1,000 DP because I'm pretty sure it's gonna go up. It's gonna be a nice
five. Let me say something even better. I got a small block. He got a big block. That $1,000 or more is in order as long as he spots this baby.
Cliff, I know you ain't come out here to beg, and we was just talking about head up.
Nah, well, you know, since he raised the money, I just figured I'd throw that in there. You know what I mean? Because for me to have the slowest car and car that can't get down the track, why I got to sit next to big blocks that's supposed to be flying? I'm confused.
You sat next to me in Galant.
No, I spotted you in Galant. Say it right.
But you still sat next to me. And then what happened?
Back that up.
Cliff, back that up. You spotted a big block at Glock?
Turn him loose.
Well, Cliff, you ain't no need to cry now. You done opened up that bag.
Well, that's cool.
I had to take my Nikes off. He's shooting.
Get Cliff the 1-1. Give him the backline to break.
Why I got to get Cliff the back time? I got a full. You see my car, Fat Albert?
Yeah, I saw you waxing it one day.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Bobby, pay him no mind. He's going to get on that bullshit.
Hey, Joe, Bobby,
there's always one. There's always that one. And he is it.
Hey, Joe, for 3 months.
No, he was waxing it, Kevin. He was waxing it. He was getting it waxed online. He went live getting
his shit. He like me. He like his shit pretty.
Listen. I will lock OG Bobby in head up big blocks to Pete.
With who? Who car?
All steel. We both
who
all
car?
Glass.
Oh, I got to see the car. You ain't doing that.
Listen, my Camaro. My black Camaro. All steel, all
did
glass,
you,
big block all night.
Didn't you just tell Marcus you ain't had no car?
I said for next year. So what's the difference? Marcus is getting the same race. Head up, come
to
win.
Car. With the same car.
Same car. My black Camaro. Yes, right. My black Camaro.
When you produce the car, we'll talk.
Listen, it's the same black Camaro I own.
Gordo, when you produce the car, and we'll talk.
Joe Gray, it's got to be my black 1980 Camaro that I bought from P-God, all steel, all glass, big block on nitrous.
I tell you better. When Gordo locked Marcus in, then I'll lock you in.
I lock him in right now, and I'll cash out my money now.
No. When you lock Marcus in and produce the car,
I will send Joe Gray $2,000 right now, $1,000 for you, $1,000 for Marcus. Opening day.
Did you hear what I just said? don't talk quick. I said,
hold
you
on, I got open
so
up this
Marcus
mic, y'all. Hold on 1 second.
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
That shit you started. Always.
Hold on 1 second. I got to open up this mic. 301.
You forgot to open up Sammy's mic. Joe, you said a half an hour ago you had to open up Sammy. And you ain't doing good.
I'm listening.
Gordo.
He's on
Sammy's
mic. Okay.
Hold on. Avon speaking. Go ahead, Avon. What's up, Gordo?
What's going on, sweetie?
Oh,
what
shit.
Else you got coming down in?
Well, we got Killer coming down there. I got a couple cars from the Bomb Squad coming down there. I got a sneaky peek for y'all. I'm coming with an S10 that got an attitude. I'm coming with an S10 small block on gas that don't care about nothing over there.
When you get all your lists up, post them, please, because I got people wanting some action. They don't know what's coming.
Well,
Roldo, Roldo.
Yeah.
I might have to bring the black hatch this weekend.
I'm telling you, Sammy, it's time to take a day off. I really didn't want to take the day off for work, but Joe Gray got turkey, and then they got gravy. You know what I'm saying? Turkey and gravy go together. So I got to go.
They got cranberry sauce?
Yeah, they might have cranberry sauce. I know they're going to have some stuffing.
Yeah, we plan on stuffing.
Hey, and most importantly, we got banana pudding.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Avon, I tell you this, it's going to be a hell of a show. And on my end, I'm pushing every single race to come off the trailer. Because by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I want to see a whole new lineup of races. I don't want to see the same shit.
That's a good report.
I don't want nobody sitting there eating, just looking at their car and waxing their shit. I'm going to be nasty. I'm going to jump dead on your ass. And I'm going to race. I don't care how you feel. Just know that I'm coming to race, and we can figure out the logistics after, but we got to handle business.
Hey, Gordo, this is Kevin Hunt. Just say you're going to be yourself. You ain't got to put
Kevin
on you're going to be. Yeah, just say you're going to be yourself. You ain't got to tell them you're going to be nasty. You're going to be this. Just say you're going to be yourself.
You want me to bring Pro Stock Gordo, or you want me to bring Raz Rosado? Or you want me to bring
I know which one works for you, bro. Be yourself.
I think I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to lay the law down when I get there.
Well,
hey,
you just
Kevin,
said it.
Kevin, we don't give a fuck which one he brings. The DMV going to run slam through him like
you
goddamn,
told
like
goddamn
like
lie.
Like
you
told,
stop talking. Hey,
Avon's
going to
run
talking.
Through your ass. Mark is going to run through your ass. If it's up
you
to
better
him,
stop
if,
talking.
Hey,
you better stop talking like
Jason
that when I got heavy hitters on the phone. I got heavy hitters on the phone. I represent Team North. I'm the president of Team North, and I got heavy hitters on the phone.
Oh shit!
They fucked up already. Take it easy. Hey,
shout
I know
out
this.
To Pinky Tyler.
Let me call Dean. Let me call Dean and Pinky. Let me let him know that Gordo is coming. We're gonna get that ass back.
Can you tell Mike to don't wear no underwears because I'm tired of pulling them shits off.
God, nobody. Damn. Damn.
You understand?
Hold on, let me open up this other mic. Yeah, I got it. Let me open up this next mic. 202-2474. Your mic is open.
I just want to say thanks for the entertainment.
Is that Ricky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to see. Y'all don't come in and say who you are, man. I got to try to put your voices in together, but I was right on that one.
Yeah.
Certain voices I know.
Ricky.
Yeah, that's
I was trying to say incognito.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Tricky Ricky.
Yeah.
What's going on, my brother? What's going on, my good brother?
How you doing, sir?
I see a lot of things going on. I see a lot of back and forth. I want to see a better 2022. I want to see guys really engage and keep it drag racing. Is there any, and I'm asking live, is there any chance that we could see you shake down next year with the Bad Mouth crew once and for all?
I ain't got no problem with them, but... I mean,
I'm talking about 2022, a fresh start. Can we get y'all off the trailer in the lane?
Well, I'm going to say this. I ain't the hold up, but I don't know what you want me to run in with.
I don't know. Do you feel that you have anything to run them with?
I have access to some that can run them, but they don't want to run that, so that's why we've been at a mute point.
Okay, so what do you have? What do you have, and how do you currently?
Hold on, Tricky Ricky. What don't we want to run that you have access to, sir?
Welfare Willie.
Haven't we ran Welfare Willie?
You did.
Okay, so 2022, we will run Welfare Willie again.
With what?
And you can drive it. Whatever I come with. Pretty much, that's what you're saying.
I ain't driving the first time, so I didn't
well,
drive.
I would like for you
to
drive. I would like for you to drive.
I
would like for you to drive.
Okay, well, I don't see where
we got you,
Levine. But they don't have a place to stay sometimes, so that's the mute point.
Well, sometimes
you just gotta
kick a door.
Man, you said you'll run the car next year. What car?
Yeah. It don't matter. The man just asked you, whatever you come with, will you run the Bad Boy Crew? And you brought up Where Fuck Willie. So that means, yes, we will run you with whatever we come with. I mean, that's real simple. Gordo, ain't that what you asked him?
I asked him if he would run, if we could see this happen. I asked you what you could run him with. Obviously, you know, Tricky Ricky, you know, all bullshit aside, we got to produce vehicles. We can't run ghosts. But if it's anything remotely close to fair, is Marcus willing to engage? And
yes,
we got you both on the phone.
It's gonna be very remotely close. Ain't a whole lot of ghosts and all that shit. No.
Well, I mean, if you can't say what the car is, then yeah, it is a ghost. Y'all already know what I'm coming with. So I mean,
I just told you it's gonna be remotely close.
That's
yes, it is. Okay, well, then basically, 2022, when you get your shoulders tapped, that's what it's going to be.
That's confirmation.
That's confirmation is saying that both crews are willing to engage 2022. Y'all got to figure out, like I said, y'all got to figure out the logistics later, whose car, what car, and what time. I just wanted to know. In 2022, we could start engaging with some shit that, you know, some real live.
That's never been a problem. Like I said, I don't even know why he even said what he said when he first came on here about Werefire Willie when I already ran Werefire Willie. So that was a false statement. But I'm going back on mute.
So you're looking at
Hold up, Gordo. What I said wasn't false statement. Yeah, you ran Welfare Willie. You lost.
Okay.
I've been trying to run Welfare Willie again.
But you said that I haven't. You said I won't run him.
Or Mellow Yellow.
You said I won't run him, though.
Or ODB. And you didn't want to engage with neither one of them cars.
Hold on. Nobody never said we wouldn't engage, but we just think we wasn't going to engage at that time.
Bro.
But nobody never said we wouldn't, because if I wouldn't, I would have never ran him the first time.
No. If you say no,
okay.
No is no. If a female says you don't want to eat no pussy,
okay.
You still trying
all
to
right.
take it, nigga, that's no is no.
Okay. Hey, listen. One thing about it, I done ran him. So you can never say, goddamn it, I ain't got no heart in my blood. Believe that. I done ran him. I lost. Okay.
That wasn't the topic, dude.
The topic is that you lied.
The topic is that you lied with other cars, and you didn't want to engage. First of all, when you try to run
when the cars was down or when we were doing some other shit. You don't need to get on no goddamn here on the phone and do some winter racing. 2022, you gonna get it. Well, if the car was at the creek, that means we already had locked in races.
And he can accept the race with the car you come with or not. We got that.
I'm going to
Very simple, Kevin.
Like you said, when you come with the car next year and you said this is the car, a man can either accept it or decline it. So go back and forth right now. We can keep moving on because y'all started off so good.
Gordo, are you coming to Goliath next year?
This is the work in progress. This is the work in progress between them two. So we got to
It ain't no goddamn work in progress.
Listen, you ain't
got to do
a
goddamn thing. We make our own shit happen. What the hell wrong with you? You think you Don King now?
No, this is a work.
Motherfucker,
this is a working project. Gordo, are you coming up to Goliath next year?
We don't need you.
Are you coming to North versus South in Goliath next year, Gordo?
Is the elephant heavy, Fat Albert? Is the elephant heavy?
Okay, that's all I need.
Who would confirm that, Fat Albert? That's a yes.
That's right. I'm coming big block on gas.
Look, all he had to do was just
glass.
Give me one word. He had to give me five words when all I was looking for was just one word.
Hey, Fat Al, you know I gotta go out in style, baby. Ain't shit regular over here.
We close to New York, Fat Al, but you know we New York. We so nice they named it twice. We got to be different.
You know what I'm saying, Kevin? Kevin,
yeah.
I know for sure, when you got on the phone, they talk very, very nice to you.
There's a reason.
To who? To who?
Me.
What you talking about? To who?
Fat Albert, you know your Fat Albert, your damn
God
car
damn
is full, baby.
Oh, anybody think about no goddamn Kevin Hunt? What the fuck? We might have to be nice to
like, Gordo would say, you hold that tough-ass energy for 2022, buddy.
Oh, I definitely am.
Hey, Kevin.
When I went that 11,000 next year, I'm going to come right in you, right in front of you, Kevin. Say, come on, let's go eat. I'm going to pay for your goddamn broke ass. Come on here.
Well, you're lucky because I don't eat much. I don't eat no red meat, no I eat a salad,
hey,
so you're saving money.
Hey, Fat Albert, I got a question for you tonight. Do you think Tricky Ricky will run Dino with the Rogues in 2022?
Oh, no.
Well, don't ask Fat Albert. Direct the question to Tricky Ricky, and let's keep it
social. Okay.
It's either yes or nay.
Tricky Ricky.
Don't have third-party shit, because you be starting shit. Now I'm here to stop it before it gets started.
Tricky Ricky, you on the phone?
Stay in your lane, boss.
Are you on the phone?
Okay,
Tricky
that's your
Ricky?
Answer.
He said no.
I will run Dino in 2022.
You will? With Stone Cold?
No, with Sugar Gabriel.
Shook Avery, what is that? I ain't never seen that car.
My 68 Camaro.
Okay, it's set remotely
it
like 275.
I will be, yes, sir.
So why are you worried about that? I don't got 275.
Hey, Fat Albert, I'll make that happen. We're going to make that shit happen.
Yes, we will make it happen.
Fat Albert, putting ice cold on the back burner and doing other cars?
Yeah, he definitely did.
Tricky this year, huh?
Hey, I had to sit up.
Hey, Kevin Hunt. Listen to what he said. He was a man, and he said it will be on 275. It will be on 275.
Yeah, said,
I can't do nothing but respect that. I can't do nothing but respect that man.
Hey,
now.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Since Fat Albert touched on it just now, has there been anything else said about this? $11,000 shootout. Any more
That's a negative. That's off the board.
I will get with you on that. That race will happen.
It will happen. I'm supposed to soon.
All on the phone. So that will happen.
But Rick, to what that I would mention, there's a new cast of characters with that involved in that now. It's not like what it started with. So Fat Albert would take you and brief you on that.
Yeah.
Okay. And my last thing is, the problem with grudge racing that I've come to realize, too many people want to broadcast what the fuck they doing. So, Marcus, you asking me, am I going to do this or am I going to do that? I'm not going to tell you. You just got to wait and see. I ain't ducking nobody, but I ain't going to tell you.
Oh, man, shut up, goddamn. You sound like a little scared motherfucker when you said that. Just say you weren't going to run the man. That's all you got to say. You asked a goddamn Gordo a while ago about running me, but when I asked you a question about running Dino, it's some different shit. Man, I'm going on mute. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
You should have been on mute, and it wasn't about running you. He said the bad-mouth crew. You ain't the only person in the bad-mouth crew. Nor is you the only car to badmouth crew. But I understand.
Well, just say Red Rock. Just say Red Rock when I mention Dino. That's all you got
to
say.
I don't have to say Red Rock because I'm not going to say
it. Yes, you do. Yes, I know you ain't because you ain't mad enough to say it because you're not going to run him.
Marcus,
you
started off so nice, Marcus. You started off
so
nice.
Well, I tell you what, hold up. I put my money where my mouth is. I put my money where my mouth is. I bet a light $100 that you will not run Dino all year 2022. Can we lock that
lock
in?
It in?
Lock. You got that right, Fat Albert.
It's
and,
official. It's official.
Man,
we all heard it.
It's
official.
Yeah.
It's official.
$100 bet.
All right. That's $100.
I'm going on mute.
You ain't
going
to stay on mute. Just say you're going to be still for a fucking minute because you ain't on mute. I love Mark.
He damn sure ain't going to stay on mute.
He always give you, I'm going to go on mute shit, and 3 seconds later, he right back at it. Just say you got your ears open. I got my ears open.
Hey, Kevin, what I said earlier, I really believe ODB is going to be the one that's gonna shock the world next year. I really do believe this.
Him and Butchie Woods.
Man,
now, Fat Albert, now, you know
life.
Better.
He's going to run out of Fat Butchie
Albert.
Woods' life.
Fat Albert.
ODB will run
Fat
out
Albert.
Of Butchie Woods' life right now without
I didn't put Butchie Woods on ODB, you shit starter. I said stalking people. You.
Jack,
you
come on.
Trying to hey, Fat Albert, I'm smart and I listen real close. I know when you're trying to slide some shit in the game. I'm going to tell you something you don't know about me. I sat in front of too many of your honors. Too many of your honors. Yes, your honor.
Fat
and
Albert.
I listen
hey,
very good.
Yeah, come
hey,
on, Bob.
Kevin Hunt.
Hey,
Kevin
Fat
Hunt.
Albert, listen, if ODB is
yes,
willing to go out against if ODB was willing to go in a battle in a burnout box with a pro mod, what do you think he's willing to do with Butcher Woods?
That's what I said. See, I'm taking a shot out and started that shit already. Butchie Woods, he said shock the world, and all I was saying, well, Butchie going to shock the world,
Butch,
just like Chris going to shock the world.
ODB will run out of Butchie Lane right now without a motor in it. Right now, he just push it down there.
Lock
right
that
now.
In. Lock it the fuck
lock
in. Lock it
lock,
in. This
that's locked in. That's locked in right now. Yes, sir.
No motor in the
yes,
car.
Sir.
Lock fuck in.
No motor in the car. He's still going to beat Butchie. Right there. I lock that in. And look, as Morgan would say, I got a soft 100. I got a soft 100.
y'all
and Kevin
Hunt. Go ahead, Trick. What would
you
want to ask me, man?
I want you to listen real
close.
I'm getting ready
to wait, Ricky was going to ask me something, and Fat Albert cut him off. Hey, Rick, what was you going to ask me?
I heard you, Butchie, in the background.
I ain't saying nothing, Kevin. That wasn't me.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask
me
something.
Me,
that was Antoine. I'm sorry. You've been quiet too fucking long. I missed you. Okay.
See, that should tell you something. I'm getting quiet, so.
Yeah.
Time to pay attention. So I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to be done with it. A lot of them big box better be on notice.
The saddest man in America. The saddest man in America. The saddest man in America. The saddest man in America.
Okay.
See, that's a real word. I love when y'all say that shit. That's a strong fucking statement. You said some big blocks.
Listen, some of these big blocks, you'll see what this little tiny ass small block going to do. I'm going to turn the fuck up on their asses. And I said it, and I'm going back quiet.
Hey, Kevin Hunt. Do you really know the history of ODB, Kevin Hunt?
I've been following you boys since I got back on the show, and I've been listening closely, and I know
you
all have a bunch of cars and a bunch of races under your belt, and you do fucking race.
I'm speaking on just ODB right now. Do you know ODB went into a battle with David versus Goliath? Do you know that?
I've seen that video.
You seen that movie before?
And there was a problem. But the fact that y'all went where y'all wasn't supposed to go, this is just me talking.
What did that tell you? What did that tell you, sir?
That was a rough gamble, the way y'all was going to race that man. He had a problem, but that was a fucking gamble on your part. That's the way I just think about it. I know the race you're talking. We ain't got to mention names, but I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
So if you know that I got that kind of heart to lock a motherfucker in, what you think I'm going to do?
Then you don't give a shit about the next guy. And listen, I'm smart like that. When you said that, I'd exactly where you was going.
There wasn't no heart.
Hey,
man,
you smart. You smart. Mr. Hunt, you smart.
But listen, they had no idea Rick thing was going to work out for you the way it did. It might have made them look bad, but the fact that they had no idea that you was going in, you was going to be an issue, unless they had some inside tell. But they went in there with the process for
running.
Listen,
I'm going to be 100. Now, we had intel, too. We do be having intel. We do be having intel on that side
we
of the bridge too. Now I'm be I'm a bit on it, but now we went to fuck a motherfucker up and take their money, and that's what we did.
Oh, so you got some spies in the camp? Y'all just know shit.
Yeah, man, we know shit, man.
Man,
man, come on, man.
Spies on the camp. Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, I want you to listen to me real closely. I'm gonna say this to you also. Don't think it's because
don't tell
DMV,
it all, Antoine. Don't tell it all.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Give him a little bit.
All
just give
him
a little bit.
Okay, well, Kevin Hunt, just listen. I'm gonna tell you two quick things. Don't think just because we know stuff just in the DMV, we know stuff all the way around. And remember this word. Remember this word.
Uh oh, don't do it.
Can we say it together?
Oh my gosh.
Trick bag
on your ass. That's right.
I'm trying to tell you. I let a lot of people make that joke. But I'm gonna tell you now. When I come back, the first top three cars on my list is Buckwheat, so he better come prepared to come right.
Oh,
that
and I got one more
truck,
thing.
That,
I got
that red pickup truck.
Listen, I got.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Listen,
Fat Albert, I got one more thing I got to say. Oh, and I'm gonna let y'all have the mic for the night. But look,
live.
I want,
but go ahead anyway.
In 2022, I got to have Craig Charlie Horse. I got to have him. And I got to have him. We done had too much goddamn beef. We done had too much goddamn back and forth going on this year. I got to have him in 2022.
You want Crazy Horse?
I got to have him.
You want Charlie Horse.
Charlie Horse.
Sam ain't got that car no more. Sam ain't got that. He got Crazy Horse running there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll retract my statement.
Y'all know how shakers and movers do. Y'all shakers and
movers. I didn't know he sold it.
All he got is Crazy Horse.
I apologize.
He's downsizing.
Kevin Hunt.
Oh, time out, Fat Albert. Don't say that's all he got.
Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse has different leads. Crazy Horse has different leads.
I got
Crazy Horse has different leads.
Who keep calling me?
Oh,
Sammy's on
here.
Right,
just calling you.
Sammy
they
on here.
Said, they
I'm
said Hollywood on that list too with ODB.
All glass.
Huh?
I locked in any fucking body. I don't give a fuck who it is.
Uh-oh.
What's that, Sammy? What you say?
I got my four-eyed street car. I lock in anybody. I don't give a fuck who it is.
It's nitrous?
Yep.
Okay. All right. All right, well,
okay.
Sound like we're going to get it on in 2022.
What'd you say, Butchie Woods, you going to do what now?
I said Kevin Hunt. Them boys got Hollywood on their list on ODB from what I heard.
Hey,
who Hollywood?
I'm going to tell you this.
With the silver Malibu, Walter Manson.
Listen.
Call that motherfucker a fairy tale. That motherfucker ain't no Hollywood.
Listen.
Call that motherfucker a fairy tale.
I don't even have fucking oil pressure. Hold up. I don't even have fucking oil pressure. He got the fucking back tire.
For life.
Good.
He got back tire for life.
He got back tire. Trail, come with it.
Now listen now. Okay. Y'all take this shit too far. I love your fucking gangster, but you want to stop talking about my family like that.
Hey, we love you. He got to go.
Listen. He got to get in that Steve oven goddamn for Thanksgiving, cuz we're going to fry a turkey. He going to be the first one.
Well, it, the real part of it, he has been the only one, and I say the only one from Mount Vernon that has been racing for the last four or five years.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely correct.
And,
I respect
and Fat
that.
Albert, he went down there. Who was it? That red car, Rambo, out of down at the bottom. What is that?
Hurst
track.
Northeast.
He ran four races in one night, three or four, whatever. So it ain't like everybody from this way ain't that weakness.
But what I'm saying is,
we still don't give a damn how good he dance. We want to see how he can move on the, on that goddamn light. That's what we want to see. We don't care about nobody Brown. Bobby Brown been played out.
We got that memo, boss. Listen, Gordo's on the phone, and y'all name y'all keep naming some more fucking cars because we gonna do our homework and our research like y'all do. Keep talking.
Well, I think I pretty much made it real clear that Dino and Tricky Ricky, I got $100 that Tricky Ricky don't run Dino in any or all of next year. We're gonna run Welfare Willie. ODB will give Tricky Ricky his run back if he want it. We're looking for Walter Mann in the crew. And ODB wants goddamn Zeus. And Butcher Woods got the back tie for life.
Yes.
No, there you go. Back tie is what's called.
Damn. Hey, Kevin Hunt.
And yes, I will drive ODB for the rematch with Tricky Ricky. I will drive ODB when Tricky Ricky get on with the rematch for 2022. I'll drive. Yes, I will.
I just said, make sure you put my name on the list this time and don't leave me out.
Oh,
okay,
I thought I did.
I put your name on the list, but I'll let you know when I'm ready for you.
All right, put me at the bottom then.
And you cannot call out Butchie Woods with the back tire when you put him in a class like Cliff. Got to be better than that.
What that mean, Kevin? What the heck that mean?
Well, Cliff, they put you, Cliff, like you, Cliff. Don't let me have to educate. You know, Cliff, they put you and Butch. It's Cliff. Cliff,
hey,
I want to tell you. You asked me what I meant, Cliff, and you listen. Cliff, listen to me. They put you and Butch at the bottom of the barrel, like your bottom rung. They have no respect for you nor Butch.
But
listen,
that's the way they think, Cliff.
I would never say that.
But Cliff,
Kevin.
Yeah.
Nobody at the bottom. Nobody's doing that.
Y'all always teasing. Y'all always teasing this, that, and the other. Listen,
Kevin, hold on, Kevin.
Yeah.
Can we lock 100? Can we lock 100 in on that ODB race too? That it happen next year?
Locked. You give me the same race that you said you was gonna give me. Locked.
Yep.
I ain't giving you shit.
She just the same race that you
gave
me.
The last race was
ended
up. What you mean? Give you something.
That was not the race you gave. You gave me the kick and clear. Stop that shit. And I'm going to take
that
it off.
That wasn't the race that you got $300 punk out from at the creek.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that. I'm telling us about something else. You
see
told us
I'm
I could
saying,
get the break
man.
And clear. So I'm taking the race you giving me.
No, not give you shit. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Rick.
You know,
Rick,
you
can't
Rick,
give
you
a
what?
You
know,
can't
hold
give
hold
a pump
hold
gas 355 the break and clear. Damn,
you know
you're weak.
You know what, Marcus? You know what? Fuck that. It's locked. I run you. Head the fuck up. Watch this.
At Dalmar event.
Yep.
At
yep.
Front.
Yep. Yep.
Oh,
that's how we're doing. Yep. Locked.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Tell him
come
on with
it.
You won't get me up there.
What are you going to do it?
Hold on. How that work, Kevin Hunt. Now tell me how that works. We call him out for an event.
I'll tell you the truth. That's his choice. You know I'm at a loss of fucking words because when y'all said lock, head up, same race, but just at your track.
And he said no.
We came to his track.
That ain't my track. My track closed.
Shit, that's the closest track to you.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I got a track right here on Route 5.
You right. Kevin Hunt, you see why we the bad motherfuckers, and you see why we bully motherfuckers. People with more backs down. That's crazy.
No, that ain't crazy. Just ain't nobody falling for y'all stupid ass game.
How was a stupid game? You gave me the kick and clear, and I just said fuck it.
I didn't give you anything, Antoine. I don't even know what the fuck you talking about.
I gave you the kick and clear. Okay.
The race at the creek was head up.
Okay. Okay, fine then. You told me on the post this past year that I would lock you in at Del Mar. You said lock. Okay, cool. So I'm giving you scenery. Head the fuck. I'm not asking for a motherfucking thing from you. Because the answer to that now is fuck you. I'm going to run your head up off the fucking trailer. Then dig
deep. I'm not bringing my car back over to Del Mar.
So you ain't going to lock me in. So you would lock me in for 5 on 15 off the fucking trailer. And I'll pay your gate fee and tow fee and everything coming to fucking gate.
Not at Del Mar, you won't.
What's wrong with
that's
Del Mar?
I make sure he eats too, Antoine.
Von Albert?
Is it?
Von Albert?
Somebody want that shit?
Yeah. Come on,
Kevin,
Von Albert. Hey, Kevin Hunt. I'm going to tell you, ain't nothing wrong with Del Mar now that the old man is gone.
With your car.
I understand. See, here's one of the reasons why I asked, because like LeRon, when LeRon came to ATCO, he said he had to do certain things to his car because the track that day,
correct,
they didn't, you know. So you can understand. So that's why I just asked, well, what's wrong with Del Mar?
Del Mar ain't going to be like it always has ever been. The sun has a track now. And every time he prep on radio, it's nice and tight like Jimmy Bradshaw prepping. Get the fuck how you live. And I dare him jump the fuck out there with his fucking robe. I'm going to fuck him straight up, head the fuck up. I dare him come down here. I got to
I don't know. I don't know the track. That's why I just asked, you know. But
yeah,
you want to run, you said you'll run him head up. All he got to do is come there.
All he got to do is come.
Yeah,
head
because we came to
trailer.
Him. We came to him.
Yes.
We came to him. First
yeah.
race. That's
well,
why.
I me, per se, me, I would be packing my fucking bag.
What was he going to talk about?
We did come
but
to
the man said no,
race.
He declined, so that's all that matters.
Well, hey, you're right. I'll take that. I'll take that as a win.
I with you, bird.
Yes, sir. But listen, we're going to have some fun 2022. We got some more cars coming out of the camp. And we're only going to get more and more and stronger and better. So You know how the Rough Riders took over, goddamn it, Philly and New York and Jersey and all that shit? That's how we take it over.
No, stop that. That shit started here. Don't say
over.
Philly and New York. That shit started here.
So it started out, huh?
Right out of Yonkers, New York.
Well, I tell you what,
yes,
it's going to end there. That's where it's going to end there.
Hey.
They're moving to a new chapter.
Hey, Fat Albert, we're going to DMX a bitch 2022. Hey, look, when we get done with a motherfucker, we had a motherfucker barking. Just wait. And Tricky Ricky, but not never let us catch him slipping. We'll jump dead on his motherfucking ass, and he but not got that back down. Better not.
Didn't I hear a minute ago that you was on mute?
Oh, shit, my phone unmuted itself.
But it's sounding very promising for next year. Gordo's doing some big things up here. And believe me, y'all talk that shit now. Wait till that convoy of New York start rolling up in them gates.
Ain't nobody worried about nobody from no goddamn New York. Stop that bullshit.
I'm sorry, not New York. The tri-state. Connecticut, Jersey, and New York.
Are you going to have your car ready next year? How about
you
that?
Motherfucking right, boy, and I can't wait
get
to get you,
yeah,
Sugar Avery's sister, her auntie.
Yes,
I'm going, and especially Stone Cold, I'm going to tear your ass to pieces, girl.
Ain't nobody want to keep hearing that bullshit.
Uncle Kevin.
Yes, Sammy.
Man, Pat Albert, with Stone Cold and Avery, whatever, got everything in drag racing at Island Dragway. He got his ass over there.
I'm not coming to Island.
So don't. So y'all don't pick on Tricky Ricky when he say ain't coming, cause Fat Albert ain't coming.
I ain't saying nothing about Tricky Ricky. That's him coming.
I'm just making a point. They got on Tricky cause he wasn't going to Del Mar. You ain't coming this way.
I'm not running no track with no guardrails.
Fat Albert, let's say Red Rock.
He's too prideful. He ain't going to say.
I'm not running no track with no guardrails.
That's understandable. We'll keep it like that.
They're gonna have concrete walls this year.
Okay, when you get concrete walls, then I'll run you up at Allen. Lock. And you said everything in drag racing.
with Stone Cold.
Yeah.
That's going to be 5 on 20,000. 5 on 20,000. I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good night. Cliff, I'm out. I'm gone. Y'all have a good night.
For my daily driver. Come on, my daily driver. That's what I'm going to do.
Fuck that,
fuck
Sammy.
I'm
don't do that off the hook. Come with that monster. Oh, I'm sorry, Giganto got a monster.
Hey, Sammy. Sammy.
Oh, that's called a monster.
Hey, Sammy.
That's not a monster.
Sammy.
It's a monster.
Sammy.
Yo.
Do you plan on coming to Del Mar sometime this year, next year at one of Fred's events?
I don't know yet. We'll see. He's got to give me some dates. Fred's got to give me some dates, and I don't know when I can do what I can do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was just saying I was going to give you a proposition, but let me – all right. Well, when you find out, you let me know.
Give me a proposition. What's the proposition?
Well, I mean, I just figured since you will be coming to my neck of the woods, I figure I would at least offer you a back tire that day off the trailer, and we can get busy.
You give me one and one, I'll come.
No. See, now you're asking too much. Christmas ain't got here yet. It's about 30 days away.
I just want one and one. I'm coming. I'll run you off the trailer.
Hey, listen.
Track.
Hey, look. I didn't write the story. I'm just reading it.
All right. I'll take everything in drag. I don't want everything. I'll take one and one, and I'll come off the trailer at your home track. And you come to my home track, you got everything in drag racing.
All right, well, give me a date. Give me a date and when you're going to come down and see if we can make something happen. That one and one ain't a whole lot. I think I can make that up on a tree.
All right. That's fine. Good to me. You
all
can
right.
do that.
Glory
for
it. Glory for it. Glory for it.
Okay, I'm backing out.
See how easy that was, Kevin Hunt? Why couldn't Derek Pittman just say that?
See, when you deal with races, shit is easy. And I'm going to go out on a limb, but my shit, I'm going to have some cars running this year. And I'm promising you, I'm going to make it down to Del Mar with something
okay.
I own. And I'm going to try to bring some friends with me. I'm going to bring some friends with me.
I'll be one of your friends.
If you let me know what time Kevin Hunt,
I got to know when you guys having an event, and we can work on something.
God damn it, and I'll bring the grills out. I do how we eat a festival of food.
I've seen your video, but half the shit half the stuff y'all put on the grill, I don't eat. Y'all gonna throw some pork up on that bitch. Y'all gonna throw some steaks, basically some fish, and vegetables. No lamb, no red meat, no just basically fish, chicken, and vegetables.
Oh shit!
More
vegetables
than chicken. Turkey. Oh, I can't forget the turkey. I eat turkey.
Oh, I do
white meat and vegetables.
Turkey wings. Yeah, I do barbecue turkey wings. Hey, no. Oh yeah, come on with it.
But I'm gonna make it down. I gotta make these tracks this year, and Del Mar, I gotta come show love.
I gotta inspect the food for Kevin Hunt. Right, Uncle
yeah,
Kevin.
That's
Kevin,
right. He knows. Sammy knows my diet. Nephew knows my diet. He tried to trick me one year and told me he's going to give me some squirrel. And I looked at it real close. But...
Yes, sir. But it's going to be a good year. I think a lot of guys have finally got a fire underneath their ass. And they're tired of seeing some guys doing what they do, and they want to get out there and do what they do. So I think it's going to be a better year for drag racing and grudge racing.
There's only a fire because it's November.
See, a lot of them sit around and light that campfire. Soon as November hit, they got marshmallows on the goddamn fire. So you're right.
See, there's a difference. I know that, like I said, guys – got cars that's running, and me. I got a car, but ain't a motor in nothing I own. Three of them sitting there, ain't none of them got a motor in it. And at this day, later in the game, I wasn't about, you know, once you got a, well, me, I put my mind to something, can nobody, you can say you give me everything in drag racing with a bicycle. And my intention is I work on my program and I do shit at my speed. When I move, you move. That's my motto.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Hey, that's how you should be, because that's how you're going to be successful in this game we call grudge racing. You can't go out there half-stepping and just because a motherfucker get under your skin and your ego won't allow you to not back down, shit, you're going to get fucked up.
And listen, I seen y'all do that shit to God rest the meat so many times over and over. You get him so fucking rattled. I watch this shit. I said, every time you come there.
Hey, Kevin Hunt, we love meat. Motherfucker calls me 2-3 times a damn week asking me, can he get some more of it?
You know, meat made an agreement, right? Listen, meat made an agreement that the last race, if he lost to us, he was going to send a request to be a cousin.
Marcus,
so,
Marcus, Antonio.
Yeah.
Antonio Marcus. Believe,
yeah, come
all,
on.
All jokes aside, but I hope the Badmouth crew ready for me next year, because I want everybody in the Badmouth crew one by one with my little speeder off the all glass.
That's a mean statement, Sammy. That's a mean statement.
That's the statement.
Hey, just send me a picture of it, Sammy.
Okay.
That's 86, Sammy?
The 86.
Small block.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I'm giving out too much information because they don't reciprocate. Y'all got some small block. Listen, we ain't coming 1,000 miles, so y'all can put some big shit on them.
You notice I never asked him what was in his.
But you see, you didn't. But Mark is going to get to it, some kind of hook or crook. He going to get to it. But that's what he do.
The only thing I want to hear is all steel or glass on 275s or 28s. That's all I want to hear.
Oh, that's good shit. I like you, Sammy. I like that.
Or something. Sammy's his own man. Listen. Sammy went into the fucking, he got not only in the paint, that motherfucker got in the rim with Thundergold. Full-fledged, big block, Lanko, the whole fucking, with a small fucking block. So we on here to show, we bullshit about who, Gordo says, Quinones, and y'all got them. There's very few people that do shit like that. Sammy is one, y'all another. Gordo with his crazy, there's some, me included, you know, there's few that do that shit. They get he and Random Man. Now, a guy like Fat Albert ain't even close to that fucking thing. Yeah, Fat Albert, that was for you, buddy.
But ain't nobody, look, Kevin, you really talk, ain't nobody paying attention to you. Marcus just texted me.
You said it got quiet. How come when I see shit get quiet? Even you should. No, I was just making a point, though. The point is,
yeah, but
certain
I'm telling
people,
you guys
they just don't give a shit.
When people are texting me right now saying, I wish Kevin Hunt shut the hell up. I mean,
Send me that text. But no, really, there's guys out there like y'all. Y'all just, that's what y'all made of. Now,
oh, yeah,
that's some shit like.
Sammy did. Yeah, Sammy do some shit. He just
want to. Yeah, so it's stupid to you, and look, if it wasn't for a little fucking mishap, he had that race hands down. And that's the part of gambling. That's all this run like me, sit like me shit. It ain't even that no more. It's like cynically like me. And that's another turn grudge racing done turn. Like, you forget, we either grudge racing or we class racing. Pick a side.
You know what's crazy, Kevin Hunt? It's crazy that these little $500 and $1,000 races get more action at the fucking track than you see anything for $1,500 or more.
That's why you get them, because they $500 to $1,000.
You listen. You lock that motherfucker
and
in.
And it's fun. And it's fun.
Exactly.
And
people
it's
don't
fun.
Understand the memo.
It's fun.
Hey, but you know what?
That's what I tried to get Mark to see that. I told him. I said, Mark, there's nothing wrong with you running for your $5,000 and $10,000 and all that. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's only a handful of people that's going to run for that type of money.
Yeah.
You know? But if you come with 5,000 to race all day,
Hold up, Fat Albert. When you make a statement like that, you got to put some classification on. You mean Mark is who?
No, I said Mark. Young Stang.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, yeah.
See, anything begins with the letter M. Anything begins with the letter M. You think they talking about you, throwing you shade.
Hey, no, I just want to make shit clear, you know what I mean? Because one thing about it, we've had guys to tell us that, oh, we're only going to race only for 2,500 or better, right? But at the same breath, a motherfucker that tried to run them for that number, they said the motherfucker was trying to buy the pot on them.
Buy the pot.
So what kind of, you know, that's what I'm saying. Is that double standard shit, man, that shit got to go out the window for 2022, man.
Here's one crazier than that. Most people, like, you ask a guy, yo, man, okay, we want to lock in. How much you want to run for? And they'll make a statement like, count until your hands start bleeding, or count until your hands fall off. Then you can say that to certain people, but certain people say, okay, he gave me the green light. Then you throw a fucking number at them, and the next thing they jumping up and down, oh, you trying to buy a pot. No, you stated that shit, so this is what I'm built like. Instead of just saying, you know what, how about anywhere from a 3,000 or whatever. But when you tell another man, you know, you just trying, like I said, you just trying to be that slick race talk, or we don't stop to, and then the motherfucker say, okay, we got $8,000 and you only got 800, then you sit there and you blaming him for some shit you said. And that shit got to stop. Just give a man a number. It's simple. Now, that's just how I see shit, being out and looking at the side, because I see on the video, and that starts a bunch of shit with people, you know. Just give a man a number. Ain't nobody going to look down on you. Like I said, I would love to run those fucking races, those $1,000 and $1,500 and $2,000 races. But then again, us coming from New York, y'all don't know what that shit is like. And
right.
That's why I try to explain to people, we come in there, listen, the minimum deposit got to be $1,000. Because racing Jason and I was locking in New York, and we was putting $1,000 up to go like to APCO, to stay local.
Well, Peanut broke it down to me when he explained it to me and said, y'all got to pay tolls and all that. I was like, oh, you know what?
Oh, shit,
now
man.
I see it.
Listen, until ask LaRon. LaRon came from fucking Georgia, and he was safe up until he got to that Virginia, Maryland area, and them fucking tolls started hitting him in his ass. He came to the turnpike, and he came to exit 7 to go to ACCO. We about two bridges and road to get to exit 7. So he could tell you how much that shit cost.
Just a horizontal bridge with a truck and trailer is about $140.
You hear that? And that's one way. And you ain't get to – that's the – now, mind you, you ain't even get to the turnpike yet. You beat a couple of exits, but you still got to run the turnpike, the Delaware Memorial Bridge, and everything going down there past the Maryland House.
Hold up. Uncle Kev, hold up. That's the Verrazano Bridge. Then you have to cross the Gotham's Bridge.
That's at the Gotham, yep.
And then you cross the fucking – go to the turnpike as soon as you finish with the turnpike. That's another $60-$70. And then the Baltimore bridge.
Delaware Mall. Yeah, I know. Well, we know this, Sammy. But that's why sometimes when guys from up this way and we try to run for a pot that seems a little steep, this is the number one reason. And like I said, the $1,000 DP is just them just name that shit. That's like damn. It ain't going. You ain't going. Don't get me wrong. You ain't going to burn the whole brand. Go from head, let's say, to custom tees. But you're going to burn every bit of a couple of hundred of that shit.
It costs me $800.
Well, you bought the family trap that you bought everything because you riding like that.
Put your door. Put your seatbelt on. Do something, Lord. Go on mute.
Now,
hold on, my bad.
And Fat Albert, when I asked Fat Albert, because we're going to do it, and I said, Fat Albert, one thing, would $1,000 DP bother you? And I explained to him, like Sammy just did the course, he said, no problem. Now, I don't care if we run for $2,000. I couldn't give a fuck. If we ran for $2,000, as long as the $1,000 DP is up, I'm good with it.
Right. I understand. Like I said, when Peanut broke it down to me, he said, Albert, this is the only reason I say I'm sound at you. And he went back to naming all the bridges and choking. I said, damn, Peanut, you're right, man. I didn't even think about it like that.
When I told your fucking ass you paid me no attention, like you just blew me off?
But damn it was you. I never paid any attention to you. All right, go ahead, Sam.
It's about $800 with gas, maybe $900 with gas for me.
Right.
To get the bus fee. $900.
Now, yeah, you pulling the RV, the race, yeah.
But if I'm not going and somebody wants to lock me in, I want to hear $1,000 deposit. Well, at least $3,000, $5,000 pot. And I told you, Galant, if I'm going to come to the track with money, I'm going home with extra money or I'm going home broke.
Yep, you said that, Sam. Yep, yes, you did.
I'm not going. If I come to the track with 10, I don't want to go home with 5. I'd rather go home with nothing or double that bit. That's how I look at it. If I'm coming
but
late,
it was
I'm gonna...
2022. Boy, y'all are coming out of yourselves.
Hey, Kevin Hunt.
I'm listening.
Do you follow Pro Stock Joe?
Not as much as I used to. I haven't since he went to the day format. I really don't. No. What I missed.
Okay. No, I was just saying, I see where he's doing this grudge points thing for next year. What's your perspective on that?
What is it? I don't know what you're referring to.
Tell him, Fat Albert.
All right. He got this thing now. This point system for grudge racing.
Point system for grudge racing.
Okay. If you lock in, you get so many points. If you lock in a good distance away, you get points. You get points for giving out spots. You get points for how bad you beat the man. You get points for how much money that you lock in. It's just, he got all kinds of ways.
It is. I got where you're going with it, Fat Al. I don't like it already.
At the end of the year,
too much shit.
And at the end of the year, whoever got the most points can win. I think he said 2,500.
I mean, it's a good gesture. I get that, where it's going, but it's just too much involved. Like, where you come from, you get points. So you can say, for instance, because ain't nobody coming up north to race. Just hear my point. Everybody ain't coming up north to race, so everything is basically going to be below Maryland to race.
No, you're going to
get points.
What you have to do is you have to post it. You have to post it on the page. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to post your race stuff on the page.
Yeah, you have to put your post up, and you have to use a one of the – what do you call it? I forgot what the name of this thing is. Oh, NGRA. DP man, certified DP man. What else? You get points for traveling. You get points. I mean, it's just a whole list of shit, the ways to get.
That's a lot to remember, man. And who keeps track of the points? You yourself?
Him and one of his committee members.
Him and Patty Cake, the girl named Patty Cake. She's
I already got like 1,400 points on one race.
You have to post it. You have to post your race on the page, the NGRA page. So
I locked it in on his show. I locked it on his show, so we're good.
You have to post it, because you just ain't gonna say,
I
raced so and so.
So Sammy, you already involved with that, Sammy?
I tell you what. Go ahead.
I already got 1,400 points. I gave Weeby 101 for March 26th.
Oh, okay. So you already.
So what I don't understand, though.
Who decides how much travel you how many points you get for your travel? Say you traveling 500, 600 miles. Oh, he makes a determination?
Yeah.
Well, if the list is already down, if the list is already down for how many points you get for everything that I just made up.
Gotcha.
You already, got.
I mean, I can understand it. It sounds very appealing because half the time the guys from up this, the guys from up here, they got to come south anyway, so they're going to get points just to travel.
Right, but listen, you didn't hear the good part. You get money. Yeah, you get money.
When?
When, Fat Al?
You will get at the end of the year, all points will be tallied up. And oh, wait a minute, you also get a point every. You also get money at the end of the week. Whoever had the most points, every week. I think it's $500 if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 500.
Basically, what it all boils down to.
Hey,
what I'm understanding.
Hold on, Sammy, am I right, Sammy? Don't you get 500 every week?
Yeah.
So, but at the end of the year, Kevin, you get 2,500. Whoever got the most points at the end of the year, you get $2,500.
That sounds interesting.
If you come off the
trail, so do you think
points,
you'd be so?
You
hold on, Kevin.
Wait. So do you think you'll be interested in that when you bring your car up?
Yeah, but how much traveling will I be doing? And that goes for any track. Like we just go, say for instance, we go from here to
as long as you join.
Oh, you got to join. Okay, I get it.
As long as you put it on the
blog. Just on Facebook where you can post it on the page, and that's how you get your points.
Okay, so you got to join NGRA, and then I get it. So, okay, you become a member, and every member that races gets these points. Yeah.
Annual receipt.
Huh? Annual.
I mean, a guy with two cars has a much better chance than anybody, without. So
the way that I get it, Kevin, now listen to what he just said. It's got to be an NGRA-approved member. The only
approved
member that we know of is Pro Stock Joe himself. So basically, you got to get him to your event, to your grudge event, and do it that way. That's the only way. It's a way for him to get paid. You know what I'm saying?
So he having an event.
You got to go do it at his event. That's what it sounds like to me.
Or his event.
No. Let me stop. It could be at anybody. It could be a Fred event, Joe event. It could be an anybody event. He said you have to have a certified DP man. It just ain't gonna be just pick. Oh, we just gonna make up some shit.
How do you classify a certified DP man? I mean, you got that status, Long Island Joe. Willie Dog,
Fred, people like that.
Gotcha.
What's that, Albert?
Or that guy y'all got to know of, Steph. I'm sure
Steph.
A lot of y'all keep saying Steph. So
Steph's been doing that for the past 40 years.
Yeah.
And he's only 38.
So do them DP men, the certified or classified official DP men, do they got to be a member of the NGRA?
He'll ask that question on the show. Fat Albert don't know that answer.
No.
I just added my point. I locked in Weeby, right? So I just added my points up, right? I got 500 for the lock-in, right? I got bonus points for bonus points given on the back tire and clear is another 300. That's 800 points. And the first pair down the track is another 500. That's 1,300 points. And then you win or lose.
The race has to happen to get the ball now. If the race don't happen,
the race
you don't get 8 points. That race got to happen.
Yes. It has to
happen.
So
if he pays a deposit, you ass out of luck.
Yes.
He will still get the race for logging it in. But he won't get for the win, the points for the win, because he only got paid punk out. But he'll get points for receiving punk out.
So altogether, when I beat Weeby, I'll walk out with 1,500 points.
Gotcha.
So, Fat Albert?
Yo.
You got everything in drag racing. You're electric against my fucking future.
I wonder why you was doing that shit, giving them everything, because you a point collector.
I'm going to collect those points, and I'm going to get that fucking money.
That makes sense now.
The lock-in has to be $100.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You also, and you get more points for the more money that y'all run for.
I didn't see that in the points.
Oh, I thought that was somebody had said that. I thought somebody had said
that. No.
Fat Albert, can I run something by you, Fat Albert?
This is not my thing, Kevin. I was just
No. This is something different that I kind of heard, and I just don't know if there's any validity to it. That's a big word for your dumbass. That means if it's any truth.
So why the fuck you just validity. Say is there any truth to it then?
Because I want to show you how smart I am. But anyway, real talk, Fat Albert. It's been going around that now the DP man is requesting, demanding, or getting a certain percentage of the DP just for holding the money. That's true?
Robert did it to me. Gallant.
What it does, listen, okay, let me say this. When you ask a man to DP your rate.
Robert took $100 from me.
All right, Sam, hold on. When you ask a man to DP a race, I done DP'd a lot of races.
Correct.
I'll be honest with you. A lot of guys don't give me shit. I don't say nothing about it. I just keep it going. But if God gives it here, I'm just a little something for you holding a race for me. Yeah, okay. You know, I have accepted. Tricky Ricky, Marcus and them, Sammy, everybody out on DP, a whole lot of races. But a lot of guys, they just take it and keep it going. I don't say
gotcha.
A thing, but a lot of guys say, you know, they say you should because if you give me $5,000 of your money, Kevin, and you run Marcus for $5,000, and that $10,000 come up short, who got to pay it? Who got to make sure that money right?
So if your DP man
is responsible for your money and you going to make him, but you got to make that right, then yes, you should tip him then. Like, hey, man, the money is right. Everything is together. It's counted. It's not short. Then, yeah, you should tip your DP man.
So is there a percentage attached to it?
I've heard whatever somebody give me, I have never said, hey, man, it's 10%.
We're not,
whatever
I know, because you're that guy. I understand that. You come from a different cloth. You're not that guy. If a man did a $10,000 race and said, here's $200, you good with it. I understand you. But 10% of something like that is $1,000 on a 10, you know, that's a lot of money for somebody to meet at the track the whole, you know.
Go ahead, Kevin.
No, it's like it's not the person that's racing choice to say, okay, here, I appreciate you. Where instead of that, they say, okay, you got $10,000, I want 10%.
No, that's not in stone. That's not in stone. It's all on the discretion of the guy that wants to give a DP man something.
Okay.
But, you know.
I asked Willie Dunn. When he came up to Custom Tees, me and him was sitting on the wall, and I asked him. He was like, damn, Albert, you got about five in your pocket. I said, yeah. I said, dog, out of curiosity, what do you charge guys? He said, well, you know, usually I try to get 10%. He said, that's what like Marcus said, it's not edge in stone, but I guess that's kind of like the unhidden rule, I guess, the hidden rule of 10%. But, you know,
okay. We're going to leave it right there for a second, Fat Albert. Now, once again, I'm going to bring up numbers because I'm a numbers guy. You got a $10,000 race, five on each side. You win 10 grand. Do you, or let me put this to the race, or Fat Albert's a racer too. Do you feel comfortable out of winning your fucking money to hand somebody $1,000 for being a DP man?
Well,
I'll wait. We got a lot of races on here. Come on, Bad Mouth Crew. You only shut up all night.
Listen, where you're wrong at. Listen, hold on. A $10,000 race, that means each one of them is $5,000. Right. You don't add them up together.
$1,000.
10%
is
$1,000. No. He only gets $500.
But you said 10%.
Listen, 10% of the money that you won. You only won $5,000.
Oh, I'm
why
looking at the big picture.
Why
Why you want Kimba
the total? See, I always go by the gross, not the net.
Right. That's
okay.
By what you want.
But 500 is still. I mean,
if I want 5,000, I can't hold Kevin. If I want 5,000, I can't get that man $500.
Huh? Yeah, but let that out. Here's the question. But that out. Check this out. A lot of these guys, not to say a lot, but listen, in racing, you know that's not all your $5,000. That shit is split around a bunch of ways. So if you want to give a man $500, say you only in your own $5,000 race, you only bet $800.
When guys get in my pot, Kevin, and I let them know, 10%, let's say Marcus bet $100 with me. And I win. Hey, Marcus only gonna get $190. He only gonna get because 10% goes to the car. Anybody
so
gets
get
my point, you gonna
yes.
He gonna
okay, well,
right.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
These are the questions I'm asking. But you see my point though, I'm making right, Fat Albie.
Right, I understand.
Like a $5,000
race. A lot of guys don't know
this
though. A lot of guys, when you get in guys' pot, hey. 10% goes to the car. I'm the one putting up the fuel, the nitrous, my car racing, and you going to win money and ain't got to pay nothing, but you bet you want to get in my pot? Okay, if you want to get on my pot, this is what it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you 10%.
See, and I'm glad I asked him because me not racing the last couple of years, things have changed.
Right.
I've seen a lot and I heard a lot how the game has changed. When I was doing guys bet their money on me, and I like, if they bet 100, if they bet 200, they got what everything they was deserving. I wasn't cutting them or asking them for shit. Like, they get it, thank you, and walk away.
Right, but see, you
so
see what
now
I'm trying
things
to say,
have changed.
You pay for the fuel, the racing fuel. You pay for the spark plugs. You pay for the nitrous. Everything was on you. So why, if you want to get in my pot because you can't get on nothing on the side, well, it's going to cost you to get in my pot. That's what
gotcha.
I do. That's
and you and you let them know. You let them know. You got to let them know from
right
home.
At the beginning,
this is how it is.
Right at the beginning. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So there's no misunderstanding. See, I'm glad y'all clarified that. I'm glad I brought that up because I had heard that's what's going on now. You know
right.
How that thing work.
Me personally,
see,
I've
let me
never
also
done
say
that
this
that,
too. I've never went and asked nobody, "Can I be a DP man?" I never do that. I've never, ever in my life would say, hey, can I DP your race? Because I don't, hell, no. But when people come to me and say, Fat Albert, can you DP this race? Then I'll go ahead and do it.
Right, because they're saying to you, they solicited you.
Fat Albert, they will want the man for that.
Why you bring that shit up? Boy, y'all are some shit starters. You don't move on that
Marcus, I swear to God. Marcus, I'm going to go to your ass.
Marcus, you ain't right, Marcus.
No,
boy,
I'm just kidding. But yeah,
we
Kevin,
always got
that
joke in the crowd.
Definitely a good topic, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People don't really... People don't know what it takes to get a race car to the track, man.
Exactly.
No, the people that know is the people that own them motherfuckers.
That's true.
Yeah, but the fans that's on the sideline, hey, Kevin, can I get in your pot? Can I get in your pot? I know you're going to win this. Can I get in your pot? Okay, well, you can get in it, but, you know, you got to pay something towards the car.
And okay. I'm still not, because half the time when I race, I got my little, you know, my crew. And
being
the owner, they know, the only thing they know that whatever it is, I'm getting damn near half to three quarters of whatever we running for. And that outside, there's very rare that I need somebody like to come in on my pot. Because my pot is usually covered from the time I come through the gate. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, that's why the side thing come on where you can't question that. But then again, there has been times friend is like, oh, man, I couldn't get a side bet, man. Can I get a? So I would deduct that from what I bet. And so, okay,
right.
No problem. I got you. Shit like
right.
that.
Right.
Which we all
right.
have done. Which we all have done.
Right.
But I couldn't come to say, yo, man, you know, I can't, you know, you got to give me this when I win and blah, blah, blah. I just like, oh man, it's all locked up. But anyway, that's down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
The first time I heard about that being done, your own money,
Oh, Randy Thompson. He once said it. With from up Detroit area with the car. What was that car
Randy.
He had? Yeah, 6 Mile Man Randy. He said it. Yeah. He said, that's like what Fat Albert said. He made it clear, if you want bet on my car in my pot, then I need 10% of the win.
Right.
Whew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I do because, like you say, Kevin, a lot of these fans, they don't know what it costs to get these cars to the track. So, you know, then they, like you said, they can't get no side bets, but, man, they want to win some. Man, I know you're going to win. I want to bet. Can I get in your pot? Okay, I'll deduct from mine and let you get in it, but it's going to cost you 10% though.
Yeah, and then with me traveling and going places, you know, I kind of met some people. So half the time they don't even, like, get a side bet. I'm there and they figured, you know, and I'm cool. You know, dude, I met him a couple of times. He came down there. He bought a T-shirt or two. You know, so, yeah, okay. You know, you can get in the pot. When I said it, there's always exceptions to the rule. You know, that
right.
Somebody
right.
get in there. Somebody you know that you dealt with in the past.
But look, let me also say back to the DP. Guys, I'm seeing a lot of races and a lot of back and forth. When you get yourself a DP, man, make sure they know what they're doing. Please. Because
oh,
a lot
man.
Of arguments and back and forth, they don't know the rules or they don't know what this or that, you know. And just like it was a situation at Custom Team. The man in the left lane red light. The man in the right lane took off, but he crossed the line. Oh, no, but he red light first. He red light. Yes, he did, but it's first to worst.
First to worst.
Yep.
He crossed the line. Everybody jumped on me. Oh, he's wrong. You. No, whoa. I'm the DP man. I'm going to call it. Right lane win. You crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have just stayed in your lane, you would have won it. He red lit. But you took off wide open and lost control of the car. I got to do it, bro. I'm sorry. You lost your money.
A lot of people don't even
know
what crap means.
They don't know. So when you say, well, I'm going to get so-and-so to DP, he'll hold him up. You better make sure he know what he's doing. Because if he makes that call, and it's the wrong call, hey, you put it in his hand.
Here's another question for you, Fat Albert, since we on this.
Hold on, Kevin. There's 10% fee for all these answers I'm giving you. I'll send you your
okay.
fee.
The check is in the mail.
Oh, it's in the mail. Okay, that's even better. Okay,
yeah.
go ahead, Kevin.
as a DP man, two people are negotiating a race. As you a DP man, say, for instance, I'm going to state it. Okay, you red light, you lose a part. No, you just said there's a worst to first. You hit the blah, 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 blah. And they say something that doesn't come into play, like, if you say, for instance, you hit the wall and come off and the race is still good, and they don't specify it, or as you as a DP man, are you supposed to say, well, what about this? Or, you know, like, they done said what they said.
Okay.
Are you supposed to add some shit in it just in case?
They do not,
or what
they
say
not,
go?
If they did not stick, whether it's drugs track rule, I'm going
yeah,
back track
that's
rule automatically.
Now, explain grudge track rules. Explain grudge
track
rules.
Okay, grudge track rules is basically you make your own rules. You hit the wall and still cross the line first, you win. That's grudge track rules.
Yep.
You make up your rule. If you say, fuck it, you come in my lane and go back in your lane and still win, we going to do it that way. Hey, that's what y'all set up.
Now I know track rules. So if track rules wouldn't affect that worst of first, you run in somebody, they red light.
Yeah.
You
oh,
go
first,
down,
first
you
first.
Cross over the line, but you win because it's track rules. They red lit before you cross the center line, so they would get paid, correct?
No, the one that crossed gets the one that crossed.
No, I'm saying the track rules.
That's
you just told me what grudge
saying.
Track rules was, regular track rules. If two people
line up
and left
if
lane
you, if
red
you
light.
Cross that line. Yes, Kevin, if you cross that line, you lose.
You still lose? And that's
Listen.
Track rules? I thought track rules, no matter what, the first if you red light, it races over
first
from home.
Worse. What's worse, Kevin?
It's first to worst. I understand that now, but first to worst is in regular track.
But,
that's their rule?
Yes. Listen, yes. Yes. Gross track rules, if you cross the line, I just said it to be funny. Gross track rules, if you cross the line, because we all got to talk about safety first. The worst thing you can do is cross that line. So yes. That goes for both of them. Track rules, gross track. But when you say gross track rules, he could say, if you hit the wall on your side and stay in your lane and still cross the line first, you win.
Yeah, I heard that crazy shit.
Okay, gross track rules. Hold on. Gross track rules, you know, track rules, you got 7 seconds or you're going to get timed out.
Right.
Gross track rules, there is no time unless you say it, unless you stiff it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You see how Tony Bynes takes fucking forever to stage because he already said gross track rules. So he going to take forever to stage. See what I'm saying?
That's on three balls, though, right? I thought the first time you both pre-stage and dude over there bump in, so he got both of his on. You have 7 seconds from the time he double ball for you to go in, or right?
Rush track rules, you can take as long. I don't care if he got.
Oh, that's fucked up. That ain't nothing. That's what Giganto was talking about. He just got burnt down.
Yeah,
when my man burned him down.
Today. Yeah, Giganto didn't stiff it. Listen. He gave the man the break. He said, "You got the break." He said, "All right, what's okay? Yeah, but you didn't stiff how long he had."
Right.
Because Giganto said, "All right, you got the break, but you got 5 seconds to leave after it turns green." He didn't say no. He didn't give the man no time. You fucked up right there. You come back and sit there all fucking day if you want.
That shit there, to me, it's my thoughts, that shit there is more confusing than fuck.
It is. That's why you have to, goddammit, make sure you listen to your stiff. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you got to make the motherfucker repeat it 10 times, make him repeat
mm-hmm.
Make sure, before you say that word, lie. Let's say, okay, I'm going to give you a situation between Marcus. Marcus and another guy. The boy locked in the race with Marcus. All right, it's locked. The date, time, everything. 20 minutes later, he remembered that he had to do something with his knee. He said, goddamn fat ass, I forgot about it. I can't. Can you change it? I said, listen, I can't change. The only person that can release you is Marcus. But I got to do what I understand you got a family issue. I understand. But Marcus is the only one that can release you. I'm just a DC man. I'm calling it. All right, we can call Marcus, and Marcus say, yeah, you released. He understand. He'll let you out of it. Boom. There's nothing I can do. Marcus is
I see.
That
I see that point. Because if you gave him that money, like you said, you're responsible.
He couldn't see that. He couldn't see that. Marcus was the only. He wanted me to release him. I can't release him from that, bro.
Yeah, because then you would have had to pay that.
What?
I get that.
Hey, Kevin Hunt.
Yeah.
And guess what? The dude whilst on the bet, right? And guess where he at now? Nowhere to be found in the grudge game. That's what I was talking about earlier. You got to stand behind what you say. Yes. Yes.
That's what I tell guys. Before you say lock, if you would say, all right, repeat it again, before you say lock, you better get everything and check your calendar. Make sure you ain't got no schedule for that day or you got to do this or do that. Because when you say lock, then that money is, you got to pay that money if you're not there. You know?
Absolutely.
But that's why I say now, guys, if you want a DP race, put that money up in somebody's hand because there's too much bullshit going on out here.
That definitely made me out of believer. You put that money up, send that money, Cash App, PayPal, however you guys send it. Send that motherfucking money right then and there. So when it come time,
no back down.
When a motherfucker says, oh, man, I forgot this, that. Nah, your money up now, Dick. You either lose it or you race.
Now, see, man, watch y'all up north, guys. That also made me put another stiff in there. No matter what, red light, lose it all. No matter what I do, red light, lose all. Ain't no red light, lose half of the deposit or if you get red, you get caught too. Man, fuck all that shit. I'm not with that shit.
Yeah.
Red light, lose it all. Get fucking busy.
Yeah, some street races, like red light, you get caught. You go, red light, get caught, you pay the deposit, and you can come back and race again. In some cases.
Nah.
They'll stiff that.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. There was an incident where two people locked in to race at a certain track up north, right? The dude red lit and turned the wind light on. The man that won on the red light, he thought he was looking for to get his whole, you know, $5,000. The man only paid him $1,000. The man was like,
out.
"What the fuck is this?" Right. The man was like, "What the fuck is
That's
this?"
That's what I
oh,
just
no,
said.
Oh no, no. Listen to me.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The man told him, "No, it up here, if you red light and don't get caught, you only lose the punk out." The man that came
yep.
up there didn't know that. So who was in the wrong?
Like Schvat Albert said, you got to ask these questions. But I would be since you think
you
in
so
one way.
That's what I'm saying. How could you go
yes,
off of
yes.
for what I normally do versus to what you do? If you say lock $1,000 or $5,000, and you didn't tell me that if I realize you don't catch me, I only got owe you $1,000 to punk out, then how would I know that that's what you're going to do with red light and try to get a number on me?
Because you didn't ask. And you know what? You know how that came into effect? Because I'm going back years ago, there was guys when they was running for that big fucking money, and they would have $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 up. But the race was for like 30, 40 apiece. One of them was, you know what? We're going to take that little $3,000 hit. I'm going red light and see if he come back on me. Then we know we ain't going back out there. And they used to do that shit. They used to do that shit for free before they said, "Now you're gonna have to pay,"
right.
Because people got
right.
you know they start using that as an advantage.
But see,
when I go, if I go somewhere out of town, like New York or somewhere, I'm a stiff that because y'all don't do what we do in the DMV.
And
right.
the DMV don't do certain things we do here. It's
right,
my
exactly,
two casa or my casa. You in my
right,
house,
you
my
better,
rules. Gotcha.
You better go.
So Kevin, so what you tell me is that the man that up north that did the shit and he had to pay the DMV, he was right.
Maybe he didn't do it to see how quick he was going, but he could have red light on purpose. And
if you red light on purpose, what are you doing?
Well, maybe he didn't intend to, but either which way,
yeah.
up here it wasn't stiff, and yeah. Now, in like I said, the times we had ran Jason and Sniper and everything like that, like Fat Albert said, it wasn't much. It wasn't all this off the wall, get it straight, come back. It was like it's simple. You cross the center line, you lose. You red light, you lose. I don't give a fuck what the guy in the next lane,
and
if he go up and he cross over, you fucking lose. End of story.
And that's how we like to race,
simple.
Because it takes out all the bullshit.
Exactly.
That's why I always race track rules. Fuck that grudge yep. track rules shit.
Yeah.
That ain't
and see,
but
see, somebody like me, like I said, it's been 3 years, and I know things have changed. I had heard the way, you know, shit going down now, and that's why I asked this question tonight. I asked questions about the DP money, what I heard about DP men, and this other shit that some of it ain't changed, but it's where you go. It's got different shit they do. Like, I ran a race, and it was like there was a timeout. The DP man went through everything from fucking hitting the wall, going to the pits, getting a soda, and coming back, crossing, everything like that. Not one time did he mention anything about a clock. That's track rules. But we were doing the grudge when he said you can bounce off the wall and get it straight as long as you don't do the cross. And there was a clock on, the 7 second clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost the race because of that.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's good to know.
Absolutely. It's definitely good to know. And people don't understand. A lot of races is won.
Hold on,
just
let me ask y'all. Exactly. All right, I got one for y'all. Track rules. Car in the left lane, the tree comes down, the car in the left cuts off. The car in the right takes off, goes down a little bit past the tree, and stops.
His guys go down there, push him back, get him straight. Then he takes on all down and cross the line first. Who wins the race?
Wait a minute. The car in the left cut off. The car in the right lane left and stopped, cut off. They push him back, but the car in the left lane started up and go ahead down.
No, the car in the left lane never crossed. He never broke the beams. Never done anything. The car
but
in the right
came down.
The tree came down. It was on green when he let go to transbrake. The car
left,
cut off.
Left lane wins.
Left lane wins exactly. Why, Marcus? Why did he win? Why did he win, Marcus?
I'm going to tell you why. Because anytime somebody run down a lane while two cars is under power or whatever the case may be, they automatically disqualified because of
speed. Because they pushed them back.
They pushed them back. They couldn't understand the accident, man. When your crew touched your car and pushed you back, it automatically disqualified you. And
he
they could not understand that.
Trying to start it and go ahead through.
He would have won anyway because he broke the beat. The other guy never broke the beat.
So at what point is it okay for them to push him back? If any time they touch the car, he's gonna lose.
You cannot touch the car. Only time it's okay to push back.
I know it's a stupid question, but hear me out. I get it. Guy in the left lane. He let go of the brake, boom. He didn't move. Guy in the right lane broke the beams. He goes out somewhere. His shit shut off. His crew don't go out there for the next 3 or 4 minutes. How long does it take before he becomes the winner? Because if they go out there to push him back, you're saying he lost. So he has to sit there, or he got to push his own shit back.
If the guy in the right lane can't get his car started, the guy in the left lane, if he can't get his car started, the one that broke the beam would win.
Yeah, but you said the guy in the right lane lost because his crew ran out there to push him back. So at what point is the race over?
I guess until the clock run out.
They pushed him back, and then he took off and went on. He went on down the track.
So if they just pushed him back
and
he didn't go down, he would have won?
The clock only going to count till a certain amount of time. Just say it count till 25 seconds or 50 seconds, a minute. Once that clock ran out, the person that's still out, the one that broke the beam is going to win if somebody ain't touched his car.
Have you witnessed this? What, a green light come on to his lane to let him know that he won?
Yeah, green light come on and the red light go outside.
I didn't know this. This is new to me, and that's a good one. That's a good one. So he just has to sit there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that simple. He can't even get out of his car.
Wow.
If he do, he's disqualified.
That's Christmas track rules there, or that's regular rules?
That's track
rules.
When they touched his car, it automatically disqualified him.
I got that point. Yep. And Marcus was right on it, so that must have been some first-hand experience.
Yeah, Marcus was right on it.
He must have witnessed that shit or it happened to him.
Well, one thing about us, we started out as bracket racers. So you got to learn all the fucking rules when you bracket racing. You know what I mean? So
right.
Plus, I've seen a couple incidents like that happen before. It happened with Tony Bonds. Tony Bonds and I forgot who was running. But both the same exact scenario that Sad Apple just said, it actually happened. But see, on that race, the ambulance came down one of the lanes. At that point, the race is fouled. The race is over with. Nobody wins.
Because there was
neither clock
outside.
Neither clock came on. Right. Track appearance showed up. Neither one wins. Because at that point, they probably find out whether somebody had a heart attack, somebody had goddamn, you know what I mean, anything. They don't know what's going on. They just trying to get to you.
So Marcus,
that racing.
Got that. Marcus, so you and some of the Bad Mouth crew, y'all came up in, like, the bracket stuff before you went to the grudge? I mean, like, you know,
yes,
early
absolutely.
Early in life? Oh,
yes.
I didn't know that. okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm still learning. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
hey, bracket
the,
guys, surprisingly, I had met quite a few of them. They are more in tune on rules and little shit that you wouldn't even think of.
That's what I'm saying. Because you know what? A lot of protesting goes on into the bracket season. Motherfuckers always think somebody cheating. So they'll protest your ass. And, you know, you got now you got to go down the rules and this, that, and third.
Right.
That's why you
got
to be hit to the track rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I mean, a lot of people that do the grudging, they really don't understand track rules, and they should, because that could come into a bad situation for anybody that happened on. You know, for the DP man, because he got to make the call. They got to make the call. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Okay, that's the same. So that's the same way when ODB ran James, right? Now listen, this was an MIR. You know, both of the cars left. James went up into a wheelie, crossed center line. When I got back there, walked back, I knew, you know, I had one he crossed. Okay, cool. We already knew that. When I'm walking back, oh yeah, man, you lost. What do you mean I lost? He crossed the center line. Y'all did grudge track rules. No, I will never do grudge track rules. Track rules. So what is track rules? I said, exactly. I said, so my point to you is this. Know what the fuck you're speaking on before you speak on shit.
That's
another answer. That's like with ODB and Tricky Ricky. Yeah. You know, when that race happened and everybody kept saying, when Rick lose the whole pot. And I was like, no. He never staged the car. So the pot is not locked. The only thing he will lose is, everybody was yelling and screaming at the starting line, he lose this, he lose that. You know, hey, the man only loses $300. He never even staged.
Hey, Fat Albert.
So how the hell,
That was my fault. I got
you know,
this time. Next time I'm locking his ass in the whole pot lot when his ass comes through that damn water box, though. We can't bitch him. God damn it.
Oh, Lord. Why did I even bring
up? Oh, God, they woke up this sleeping giant.
But no, you're right, though. You're exactly right, though. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask a question, but it's already been answered. If both cars, depending on what you say, track rules or grudge track rules or Christmas track rules, if two cars leave and they red light, then it depends on which fucking category you pick to fucking run your race. Track rules, grudge track rules, or alternative rules, correct?
Right. See, I know
because,
a majority of people I know up here don't even run grudge track rules.
Yeah, because that's too much shit. When you talk about motherfucker come off the wall, as long as he don't do this and get his, that makes no sense. So listen, your guys race, do you just like fuck that grudge track rules? Because you already said that. And you said as far as track rules, here's what we going to do. We going to line these motherfuckers up. Three bulbs is a race. If you red light, you lose. I don't give a shit if I cross over halfway up or whatever, and end of story. Could it be that simple?
I would never race like that. Never.
It cuts all the middleman and all that bullshit out.
No. Only thing you got wrong on that part, Kevin, was that cross part.
Yeah.
It falls under track rules. First
of all.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay,
like,
gotcha.
You know, it falls under that. So
okay.
That's
you don't cross.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't cross.
If you don't
cross,
red light.